WTFR. Disclaimer. Disclaimer. This edition of Two's Company 3's Allowed, just like every edition of Two's Company 3's Allowed, is going to be very naughty. Disclaimer. Disclaimer. This edition of Two's Company 3's Allowed will contain bad language, condescension, mock value. Disclaimer. Disclaimer. If you are a little pussy bitch, you may not want to listen to this show. Disclaimer over and out.
Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Two's Company 3's Allowed. The idiocracy of today, you wouldn't believe it. That's right. Biden got voted in just because so many Trump haters didn't like Trump. That's what it was all about. It was, oh, holy crap, I don't like Trump, so I'm going to vote for Biden. A pedophile piece of shit. I have to play the idiot song. You know, you deserve it, ladies and gentlemen. You deserve it. Here's the idiot song. That's right, Two's Company 3's Allowed. We'll be with you in just a moment. People are going to be in a lot of strife when, in January, Trump may actually win that court case because that's when the riots are going to start. All of you people that voted for Biden, that thought you were going to be doing the world a favour while you were drooling down your fucking front because you're a fucking tard, you're in for a fucking shock if he does actually get back into power. As John Percent discussed just recently on one of the shows over there on RBN, Trump ain't going nowhere. As Paulie Tepetti was saying to me, Trump is going nowhere. We'll talk about that when we get into the show. I spoke to Jimmy X once Biden got into power. I spoke to Shield Maiden once Biden got into power. And I've also taken a snippet out of one of the RBN shows so that people can get a gist of what everybody are thinking. Different thoughts on certain things, but we're all thinking the same thing as a whole. As many of you know, I do not agree with Trump at all when it comes to holding hands with Israel. I think he's done a few little good things here and there. I make no excuses for him because most of his promises have not been fulfilled. Most of have not been fulfilled. That's just a fact. If you want to lie to yourself, that's fine. Go right ahead and do so. But you know what? If I had a gun to my head as you'll hear me talking with Shield Maiden and Jimmy X. You know, if I had a gun put to my head, then of course I'd be picking Trump over Biden, that's for fucking sure. Within the status quo, voting is an act of terrorism. If you're going to vote somebody in that acts like a terrorist, you know, a puppet terrorist, then voting is an act of terrorism, and that's exactly what both of them are. They're both puppets. Ladies and gentlemen, Two's Company 3's Allowed, brought to you live by the one, the only WTFR, where thought is free radio. 107.9 FM in certain parts of the Victorian Alpines here in Australia. 1650 AM, Tonawanda / Buffalo, New York, over there in the United States, thanks to the good Jimmy X. We've got radio that have been covering us for a bit now. We've got TuneIn that's been covering us for quite a while now. Thank you to all and everybody when it comes to the AM and FM affiliates. Thank you to the hippies that like to go mobile with their meter and pump us out there so that everybody can have a bit of a listen and get on over to the website. The website being tctaunleashed.info. That's tctaunleashed.info. Now, we do have our good co-host with us by the name of Maleficus Sentius. Maleficus, how are you, sir?
I'm good, mate, but I was wrong. I was wrong. I want to apologise to everyone now. I predicted Trump would win.
You know,
I was wrong.
Well, there's something behind this, though. I think John Percent, and you're going to get to hear that throughout the broadcast, Maleficus, I think that he hit the nail on the head when he said that Trump was going to win all along. Well, he sort of alludes to that idea. You'll hear what I mean when I play the clip that where he called into RBN. You know, he speaks of how it was very scripted, you know, that, you know, it was deliberate that Biden got in so that when Trump does actually win the court case in January, the riots will come forth.
And yeah, I think that's bang on.
Yeah.
That's pretty much bang on.
Yep, absolutely.
I also agree with what you said at the beginning, when, you know, just as you were introducing the show, that, you know, everyone voted for him because simply, or anyone that did vote for him did so because simply because they didn't like Trump. I wrote a little thing on your website a couple of weeks ago, basically stating that my prediction was that, you know, Trump would win. Purely on the basis that, I mean, not only did Biden pen the Patriot Act, which has been curtailing the basic human freedoms of the American people for so long.
Right.
But yeah. I also wrote that he's so grievously retarded with senility that the only real reason anyone would vote for him at all would be out of bloody-minded spite, which obviously
was the case.
It's the case.
Yeah, absolutely. That is definitely the case. By the way, I've changed your acoustics on this side when it comes to the mix here, and you're coming through a lot better. I noticed that you were a little tiny bit quiet last week, so I've changed the way the acoustics work, and it seems like your waveform is working really well, which is good. But, no, you were absolutely...
I adjusted my mic as well.
Oh, good. That could have had something to do with
it. My mic's in a slightly different position, but it's annoying because I can actually see it just in front of my nose.
Right,
so,
gotcha.
Yeah, maybe I'll move that in a bit.
Well, you know what? You're coming through fine now. That's a good thing. I mean, it hasn't been too quiet. I mean, it was a little bit too quiet for my liking. But, you know, I'm a perfectionist when it comes to audio, or I try to be. So, but anyway, you know, you were bang on, as you would say. You hit the nail on the head. When it comes to that. So what I'm going to do without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be playing some phone calls I made. I made a phone call to Jimmy X once Biden got into power. Maiden basically messaged me and said, my God, Biden got in. And I thought, what the fucking fuck? My initial thinking was, well, of course he did in some ways because, you know, they get him in, and when the world realizes just how senile he is, they divorce him from the politics, and the vice president comes to power, which is this black fucking nigger bitch that came out of fucking nowhere. Nobody knows who she is, but all of a sudden she just appeared. And then she'll be inviting all kinds of Africans and Jamaicans and all sorts of shit over to her, over to America, which will totally destroy the place. Not to mention, she's married to a Jew, go figure. She's also...
I was just about to mention that. Who's she married to? Who's she married to? Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, right, exactly. And you know what? And you're going to love some of what Maiden and I discussed too, because we discussed something for a good, I think it's around 56 minutes. Maleficus is going to be taking notes, ladies and gentlemen. I suggest you do the same if you want to get to know what's going on here. Maleficus is going to be taking notes, and then he will be discussing this with me accordingly after the audio clips are finished, and then we'll move on to other things. But these do go for quite a while, so without further ado, I want to start them now. Before we do start them, Maleficus, just to let you know, we'll do the Jimmy one first, then we can have a bit of a discussion, then we'll do the Maiden speech, so to speak, the Maiden speech.
Maiden voyage.
Exactly, right. And we can then discuss a few things, and then we'll move on to where John Percent called into RBN and was making some really great points. Are you cool with that?
Oh, mate, it's all good with me. Yeah, I'm really interested to hear the opinions on the other side of the pond, so to speak, as we say over here. They are just across the pond from us, you see.
Yeah.
So the pond being the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, no, I understand what you mean. That we have the same saying, but for New Zealand, you know, just across the pond. It's a hop, skip, and a jump from here to New Zealand. So, but all right, let's start this now. Let's start with I'm going to do it in order of the calls that were made. So we're going to start with when I first called Jimmy. Here we go.
What's up, Sean?
Jesus Christ, Jimmy, Biden just fucking won.
Yeah, no shit. You don't think we heard that already? I'm beside myself.
This has to be totally rigged. Because before this was going on, seriously, everybody was making fun of this retard.
That's right. And there's no way he got 75 million fucking votes. They're lying, okay?
They're lying their asses off.
They're fucking lying. And as bad as Trump is, this guy and that fucking half nigger, whatever the fuck she is, unidentifiable piece of shit, these two are going to fucking take everything Trump did positive for this country and drive it right back into the ground. All those jobs he brought here, all the car manufacturing that came back, these motherfuckers are going to destroy it all.
This is very deliberate. You know what? They knew if they could get Biden in, because he's such a fucking senile retard, they knew that sooner or later the senile is going to come out, and then they'll just drop it down to the vice president, which is a black bitch that is going to fucking end up inviting most of Africa to your fucking country.
Everything's going to get worse. So let me tell you, the other thing is, I posted a screen on Facebook the other day on my buddy's page, and I just said, listen, all you liberal fucktards, okay? You fucking been crying about Trump for all the wrong reasons. Okay?
Yeah.
Because all you're doing is aping what the mainstream media bullshit they've been feeding you, and you've been buying it up like the fucking low IQ piece of the shit you are. Okay?
Yeah.
Instead of actually knowing what Trump is doing or not doing, you've been for four years saying the same fucking things. Well, I said, you are now the enemy, and I'll tell you exactly why. Because my white grandchildren are going to have the fucking boot of that goddamn half breed piece of shit on their necks for being white.
Yeah.
You are fucking responsible.
Yeah, you know, Trump, he sucks ass because he's holding hands with Israel, but Biden is going to be sucking Israel's dick. And on top of it, he's going to invite he's going to have every fucking black cunt coming into the fucking country.
You damn right they're going to ramp up every 30, probably worth figuring somewhere along the population of Canada.
Yeah.
Will be naturalized.
I know.
Dude. The population of Canada.
Dude, dude, I'm like, you're coming from an Aussie to an American. I'm so sorry that yous are going through this. But you know what? We're going to suffer it as well, because as you and I both know, since we've been known each other since back in the Oracle days, fucking what's going to happen is everything that happens in America comes to Australia. So they're going to, our fucking politics is going to take a leaf from yours, and we're going to end up in the same fucking boat. And this is why it concerns me. Haven't I always said that America is Western civilization's last stand? Oh my God, how far has it fallen from the fucking tree?
Yeah, no, that's true. And I'm telling you, all these fuckers have been screaming for 4 years are now posting all over Twitter and Facebook going, oh, now it's nice to see the Trump tyrant screaming. Well, you know, we ain't fucking crying, man. We're just going to, you know, at some point, and I'm waiting for this because I keep hearing people say whites are fed up. You ain't fed up enough to fucking do something about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
If you do something about it, I'm with you.
Exactly. You know, this is the thing that I said when I left the network recently. I said, what have you fucking retards in Western civilization done recently? What Western civilization done? You do nothing. You sit there and you act like yes men. You sit there and you nod your heads in chat rooms and everything like that, but you don't get off your ass and do any fucking thing about it.
That's right. That's absolutely right. You fucking piss and moan and say, you know, talk on the internet and tell people to go fuck off or whatever. And then when it comes right down to it, you're fucking afraid that you're even going to have
I know.
You're going to have to talk to somebody. It's disgusting.
It's fucking
disgusting.
Fucking disgusting. You know what? I thought at the last minute that the Kikes would change their mind and say, look, let's not put Biden in because there's going to be some fucking trouble here. But by God, when I just, like, Shield Maiden just wrote to me and said Biden just got in, and I was like, what the fuck? Like,
let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I probably could send you the screenshot through Skype that announced it. And the guy at work called me and said, it looks like they're going to stay with us until 12. And I said, well, let's see what they do, because I doubt they're going to go past 12. So anyway, I saw the email. I screenshotted it. You know why? They said the AP has called the election for Biden as the 46th president, right?
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. By the way, and then they editorialize for a paragraph how Trump and his people have, without any evidence, suggested there was fraud during the election. You know the fraud that we've all seen for the last 3 days?
Yeah, yeah, big time. Look.
There's people on film.
It didn't matter. Like it didn't even matter about film. If you take a look at Instagram, Facebook, you take a look at Twitter and all of these other social media platforms, every one of them were filled with people saying Biden is a fucking idiot. He's senile. He doesn't even know what state he's doing a speech in. He was talking in a speech, for crying out loud, and he mentioned the wrong state. Like, and then everyone was making fun of him. And so how the fuck did anybody vote for this fucking kook?
Yeah, no, I know. It's disgusting. So, no, listen, I'm really fucking pissed, and I'll tell you, I'm people are going like, oh, here comes the crying. Like I said, we ain't gonna cry, motherfucker. We ain't gonna cry.
No, we're gonna fucking fight. But what people will do is fight back. Now, again, just to say, because remember, no joke, no word of a lie, I still stand by the fact that Trump is holding hands with Israel, and he needs to fucking stop that. That's the biggest flaw he has, and he really hasn't come through with all of his promises. But the thing is, to pick Biden over somebody as intelligent as Trump, this is fucked up.
Right. Listen, I got somebody from work trying to give me a call.
Yeah.
We'll chat soon, okay, Sean?
Yeah, yeah, no problem at all. Hey, listen.
So there you go. There you go, Maleficus. That was the quick discussion between Jimmy and I. And obviously, he's pissed. He's pissed off.
He sounded livid, mate.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say pissed. I'd say he was fucking livid.
Yeah.
But I don't blame him. I mean, at the end of the day, no one in their right mind would have voted for that fucking imbecile. I don't know whether you saw that there was a meme, because you know all the shit that his son has been involved in, and the laptops and blah, blah, blah. You know, the FBI have confiscated his laptop when they found all sorts of nasty shit on that.
Yeah.
And there was a meme. Someone put up a meme, and I think Andy mentioned it on his broadcast a few days back. And it's a picture of Biden saying, if anyone's seen my son, can you tell him at my house he's left his crack top? I mean, his lap pipe. You know, the thing.
He really can't. You'll hear me talking to Shield Maiden about how he doesn't even speak English. He sort of speaks like those fucking priests that talk in tongues, like...
Oh, man. Some of the footage I've seen of him recently, it's just, you know, the mind boggles how anyone could have voted for him.
Yeah, well, see, yeah, I don't think it's as many as Maiden speaks to us about in when she's talking. She speaks to us about how, you know, how many people did actually vote. I mean, there would be possibly millions that did, but nowhere near as much as what the vote was rigged.
Obviously, 75 million?
Yeah, not a chance. Not a chance. No fucking way did 75 million vote. You know, you might have had something like 4 million people
that voted.
You might have something like 4 million people that voted for him just because they hated Trump. You know, that's the sort of fucking dumb fuckery we're dealing with here. But not 75 fucking million. No, this is rigged to the fucking hilt.
I mean, that's more than the entire population of Britain, including the Muslims.
Yeah, and wait till you... I won't give it away, but wait till you hear what Maiden says about Obama. Ladies and gentlemen, this clip does go for quite a while. We won't be talking accordingly during, but we will talk accordingly after. Maleficus will be taking notes, but wait until you hear what Maiden says about Obama. You're going to love this. So, ladies and gents, I've killed the brakes. Kick back with your favourite beverage and take a listen to the discussion between Maids and I about Biden, among other things.
Hey, Shawnee.
Oh, that's bullshit. This is bullshit. I just called Jimmy. As soon as you messaged me, I called Jimmy, and I said, what the fuck is going on here? I said, listen, I don't like Trump at all, as everybody knows, because he's holding hands with the fucking kike dickheads over in Israel. But who the fuck would pick Biden, who will not just be holding hands with Israel, but sucking Israel's dick as much as he possibly can, and bringing in Africa as much as he can because of the vice president? Who the fuck would do that? Like, this has got to be rigged.
Well, yeah, it's rigged. I mean, they're saying that he got 4 million more votes than Obama did, and that's just not possible because there were so many, you know, Obama crazy people, you know, Obama fever, remember all that?
Especially
the blacks.
There's
no way in hell that he got way more votes than him. The whole thing is rigged.
It has to be, especially the blacks. When it came to Obama, he had the blacks, he had the Mexicans, the whole fucking lot. So... how the fuck did he get... Yeah, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. You know, I said, listen, Jimmy, you know, I wouldn't have voted for either. You know, because I wouldn't vote for either. I would not vote for either of them because as far as I'm concerned, voting is an act of terrorism in this day and age. Given that the incumbents that are in power, no way. Voting is an act of terrorism. If anybody had any common sense, they just wouldn't vote for anybody and they'd get some new incumbents in, as Jimmy was saying back in 2009, right? But
yeah, and this whole thing is planned. They're both puppets because what they're going to do is, because Trump's already saying he's going to file lawsuits and all of this stuff. This has been set up deliberately. They're both following a script because they want to say that it was so close that that's going to give Trump the right to have lawyers and just make a huge mess of this. And it's just going to be total chaos. It's
yeah,
going to be insane. So head for the hills, folks, that's all I can say at this point. Stock up on shit and just start praying.
Start praying. Yeah, yeah. Even if, hell, you know, because as you know, what I've always said over the years since the Oracle days is that whatever comes to America comes to Australia, whatever goes to Australia goes to the UK, whatever goes to the UK goes to France, whatever, rah, 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 rah. We're going to follow suit. What will happen is anything that happens under Biden, if he starts inviting Africans in by the fucking, by the dozens and dozens and dozens of fucking thousands, then Australia will be like, oh, well, America's doing it and we've got to be diverse too. Because Australia always sucks the rectum of America because it's such a weak fuck. My God, this is disgusting. How the fuck, you know, this is one of the things I said to Jimmy. I said, hey, this can't make sense at all. You had Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of these different social media platforms, right? That were making fun of this bloke because he didn't even know what state he was doing a speech in at one stage.
He really doesn't. In fact, he's about to turn, I think, 78 this month. He clearly has dementia. He doesn't even know what freaking state he's in half the time or who he's talking to. So that means that if he does even get in there, I mean, God knows what's going to happen at this point, but he won't be president for very long, and so Kamala's going to take over.
Oh, good luck with that one. Yep, then all of a sudden, yeah, you've got the whole good shit going down then. Fuck. That's going to get nasty.
Well, this is all a part of the Great Reset they've been talking about.
Yeah,
this
yeah, exactly.
This is all a part of it.
Yeah,
you know, because they'll get in there and they'll say, oh, there's another wave. We have to shut everything down. The economy's going to collapse. And so I'm serious. Since we're recording this and this is going to be playing out on the show, people, for real, stock up on everything you possibly can right now. And I mean that. Stock up on everything. Food, water, iodine drops to purify water, medicine. I mean, anything you can think of. Because especially, we're in for some hard times. I mean, it's going to be, you know, $20 for a loaf of bread. And soon it'll probably get to the point where we can't even buy anything unless we have proof of our COVID vaccine.
Especially non-perishables. You were saying to me earlier on today, your morning. The thing is, the non-perishables. Start getting non-perishable foods. Get spaghetti, you know, the pasta. Get pasta and stuff, rices and all of that. Things that
Sure you get protein too, though. You want to have protein sources as well instead of just a
that's
bunch
where
of
it comes,
pasta.
That,
because
that's,
there's not a
that,
lot
that's
of nutrition
where it comes down to jerky. That's where it comes down to jerky and stuff like that. You have to start to learn real quick, and I'm talking learn real quick. In fact, I will even give away my secret recipe on the website for people to learn how to get jerky going. It's the best jerky recipe in the world.
Are you still there, Sean? Are you muted?
No, I'm here. Are you there?
Okay, yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay, I was just saying, I'd be getting rid of, I'll give my beef jerky recipe away just so people can start making it. It's a fucking good tasting jerky, but you're going to need that protein. Like, get a dehydrator real quick. Start dehydrating jerky pumping it out as much as possible.
Yeah, and actually, if you can't get a good dehydrator, you can actually turn your oven on the lowest setting, and that'll dehydrate just as well.
It doesn't do it just as well. I did the comparisons. The dehydrators do it a lot better, but it still works. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's still better than nothing. It's, you know, if someone can't afford like a nice $200 dehydrator or something. But yeah, I would say stock up on canned fish and chicken and beef and just whatever else you can think of. Oh, stock up on banana chips and coconut water for potassium, because those will stay good a long time.
Yeah, and also anything high in potassium stops cramps and stuff like that, which is what you're going to need if you end up out in the wilderness. But also, when it comes to the dehydrator, just for information for people, if you can't afford a $200 dehydrator, go out and get you a $50 one. Now, some people say, well, they don't work as well. No, they don't. You're absolutely right. But what you do is you just toss the racks. Now, I only got a cheap dehydrator, so I know how to toss the racks, meaning I dehydrate for 4 hours. Then I go and reshape the racks so that the bottom heat will then go through the rest of the meat. So it just means that instead of allowing a $200 dehydrator to dehydrate over 8 or 9 hours, you just have to dehydrate for 4 hours and then toss the racks into a different position. So move the top ones to the bottom, so on and so forth, and then dehydrate for another 4 hours or 5 hours. they work just the same. It just takes a little bit more work if you'd get yourself a $50 one.
Yeah, and you might be able to find some good, the Excalibur brand is a really good one, and you might be able to find some used ones on eBay, so check that out. You might be able to find one that's worth, you know, $200 for $75 or something.
That's
like that.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, do whatever you can, because shit hasn't just hit the fan. Isn't it funny that all of this is coming to, into play? We have COVID that puts us all in our houses and locked up, and we all conform like little pussy bitches. And then this takes place, and guess what? Everyone's just going to conform like little pussy bitches to having Biden in power, because they've been trained to conform over the last, over a year now with COVID.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I would make the argument they've been programming us for decades, actually. That's the problem.
Well, of course.
They train us from birth to be little sheep.
Well, that goes without saying, mates. What I'm saying, though, is they had to speed things up. People were waking up left, right, goddamn center to what the Jews were doing, because more than ever before, people know about the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. They know about the Babylonian Talmud. They know about the Tanakh, the Zohar. You know, all of these things they're starting to wake up to, so they had to speed shit up. So in the last year, just as Maleficus was saying on the last show, he said, isn't it funny that this disease, because I said that it would have normally taken 800 years, given that it was a part of the SARS family, 800 years for COVID to get here, but it got here in a decade. And then Maleficus hit the nail on the head when he said, and it's funny that in that year, in the last year, it's actually learned how to infect dogs, cats, aardvarks, fucking...
Yeah, ferrets and otters and, yeah. You name it. It's just freaking ridiculous.
Yeah, it was...
Like 2020 hit and insanity. It just turned into clown world.
They had to speed shit up. They had to, number one, as Maleficus said, they had to distract people. But number two, as I've always said, they had to speed shit up. They had to get things going, because they're like, if we don't speed shit up where we can get control over people and put them in their houses like they're under martial law, we're in a lot of trouble. You know, everybody's becoming anti-Semitic, even though they're not of the Semitic races. They're becoming anti-Semitic, they are. They're going against us Jews. The thing is, the reason that we were doing that is because we were seeing what's going on. So they had to speed everything up. They had to start getting first martial law into place. Now the martial law's in place and people are trained to go into martial law at beck and call now. Of course, when Biden's now in, how many white people are going to stand up? I was just talking to Jimmy, and he said straight out, he goes, you know what? Why aren't people jumping up and down about this shit? What the fuck is going on here? White people should be fucking going through the roof by now, but they're not. And this is exactly what's happened. They've trained us to become complacent to everything they do, to comply to everything they do. And so now everyone's going to put up with Biden, and you watch fucking America turn to the shit, and therefore every other white Western first world turn to shit as well. It happens all the fucking time.
They had too many people that were waking up. Too many people were waking up and going, what the hell is going on here? And, you know, they were looking into people like, I mean, even if you can't stand them, you know, at least they were listening to what David Jones and David Icke and Alex Jones had to say. You know, they were getting like hundreds of thousands and even millions of hits on their YouTube channels. There were too many people who were realizing what was going on and that there is a conspiracy, and so, like you said, they had to fast track it. And Sean, did you know this? Apparently there was a book that was published in, I think, 1900 called The Last President, and it was titled The Adventures of Barron Trump. I kid you not.
Yeah, I think it was Paulie DePetty that said something to me about that. Or at the very least, he said something along the lines that Trump was predicted to be like a leader. And I said, look, I don't agree with that, Paulie. I said, listen, the reason I don't agree with it is because I think he's been made to look like he was going to be a leader that would lead you out, but he's not. But on the same token, you were just talking about Icke and Jones, right? I don't think it had anything to do with the way you're looking at it. And now, correct me if I'm wrong, but what happens is I think Ike and Jones were allowed to continue with what they were doing to continue the left hand going on over here while you get slapped in the face with the right. They were a distraction. The Rothschilds, the Morgans, the Rockefellers, all of those, they knew that they were just a distraction. They said, just let them go. And then when old man Rothschild said, what if we let them go, they're going to expose us. And they said, you don't understand. If we make them let them go looking like the kooks that they are, it makes the rest of the community look like kooks. And by God, that's what they fucking done. Jones out there when he interviewed Rothschild interviewed David D. Rothschild, and he said straight out, oh, Rothschild, are you going to stick around after the breaks, Rothschild? And he looked like a fucking idiot. And he's always been an actor. The way he acts, like, I'm really angry, and I'm really, and everyone, like, he's a wrestler. He's no different to an acting wrestler. Then you've got Ike that is out there saying, yes, and the New World Order this, and New World Order that, and this and that, and this and that.
Shape-shifting reptilians.
And then shape-shifting reptilians, they couldn't have wished for anything better to come along. So whilst Ike then did get banned, and Alex Jones lost a lot of listeners, that was just a part of the power play. It was a part of them saying, look at the kooks that they are, but we'll quickly then ban them at the last moment when we need the power play to make it look like or they had some form of power, and that's why they disappeared. It's a whole part of their fucking plan.
That's a good point, because isn't it really funny that David Icke's been going on and on for years? They let him do a show at Wembley, for God's sakes, and it wasn't until this year that they get rid of his YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And they're trying to make it look like, oh, he's being censored, da-da-da. Okay, why did it take until now? Like, why now? Yeah. Why didn't they censor him, like, freaking years ago?
Oh, God. And he's always been saying the same thing. You know, I mean, especially when he was talking about Hitler, when he got up on stage and said, started talking about Hitler in a positive, which is disturbing in itself, given that on his website he continuously tries to relate the Nazis to being some evil fucking thing, to compare it with Antifa and stuff like that. But
yeah, he keeps saying that this is fascism on his website.
Yeah, I know, right? And does he understand what fascism is? That has nothing to do with communism and everything like that. Fascism is really an economic doctrine. You know, one of the prime examples of that was a study that George Lincoln Rockwell done about how it's an economic doctrine. It's got nothing to do, or very little to do, with communism. It's a no thing.
Yeah, I haven't read all that. I'm not sure about all the details, so I can't really comment on that. But yeah, it's just sort of the go-to thing, because I know Mike Adams, the health ranger, he does the same thing all the time. He's constantly saying, Nazis, this is fascism.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you need to calm down with that, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. This is just crazy. I just can't believe that, because there's no way that there could be that many retards in America. You know, I mean, every time I went to the States...
No, there's no way in hell that many people voted for Biden.
No.
I can tell you that right now. There's no way in hell.
No way. You know, even the libtards that I met when I was over in the States, not even they had the mentality... Pardon me. No, not even they had the mentality that would vote for somebody as fucking retarded as Biden. Not a chance. There's just, I don't buy it. I met some libtards when I was over there, and they were libtarded. I'm talking fucking libtarded.
Look at this. Sorry, Shawnee, they just called Nevada for Biden too. So he's got 290 electoral votes, and Trump's still sitting with 214.
Nah, bullshit.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's so fucking rigged. So fucking rigged. And you know what the biggest mess we're going to have to clean up with this are all of those tards, and Jimmy spoke about this as well. I'm going to be playing Jimmy and me talking, by the way. But fucking Jimmy spoke about how, you know, it's going to be all of those that say, see, you got beaten. You got beaten. You're just going to all go away and cry now because Trump. And Jimmy was like, no, motherfucker, we're not going to go out and cry. We're going to fucking take our country back because, you know, it's our country. It's not fucking, just because Trump's gone does not mean we're going to back down at all. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and that's not even the plan, too. They want there to be a civil war.
Yeah, well, of course they do. That's exactly what they want. You know, Malefica spoke about that as well. But you know what? Even Jimmy said himself, you know, I mean, Jimmy is not a dyed-in-the-wool Trump fan anymore. He was when it all first happened, but he didn't end up a dyed-in-the-wool Trump fan, because of the fact Trump didn't come through with all his promises. And he was pretty weak in the end. He was holding hands with Israel and all sorts of things. I tell you what, though, you know, if I was forced to vote at gunpoint, it would have been Trump, of course. But who the fuck would vote for Biden? And this is coming from an Australian. Fuck me. You know, any one of you out there in the United States that voted for Biden, you're a fucking fuckhead. You're a retarded fucking fuckhead that deserves to be fucking put in a shit pit at gunpoint. Seriously. You're a failure to your fucking country. You're not patriotic. You know what? The United States, one of the most prestigious fucking countries on the face of the planet turned to shit by either fucktardism or treacherous type shit going on here. Traitor-like shit going on here. And I think it's a bit of both, yeah. Maids.
Yeah, and that's what saddens me the most is that, you know, this country as we knew it, it's officially over. You know, this is not the America of, you know, even the 70s or 80s or whenever. I mean, it's a whole new ball game now, unfortunately.
It's done. It's finished. What have I said since day one in broadcasting when I first joined the alternative media? I said that if the United States falls, we're all finished. Because the United States of America is white Western civilization's last stand. We're done. Not just, you just remember, you Americans that fucking voted for Biden, right? You didn't just bring the downfall of your own fucking country, you fucking tards, you fucking morons, especially you niggers that just wanted to vote against Trump because he dared to say he doesn't want illegal immigration, keyword illegal, right? All of you tards, you didn't just take down the United States. You've taken down Australia. You've taken down France, Switzerland, Germany, Ireland, Scotland, every part of the UK, right? And every part of Europe under the words of people like Barbara Lerner, fucking dirty Duke Hunt Spectre. You've destroyed it for every one of us because every one of us have followed the United States coattails for fucking so long in the hopes that things would get better. Not anymore. We're all done for. Because Australia, I'll tell you right now, being an Australian, I've known since a young boy that everything that happened in America, it comes over to here in Australia and we follow it. We take a leaf out of your book and we follow it down to the fucking letter. Why do you think we watch Knight Rider, The A-Team, MacGyver, Days of Our Lives and all of these other American shows? Because we always took a leaf from your book. You have royally fucked us. You fucking weak, tarred motherfuckers that voted for Biden, right? Thinking that you're oh so fucking special, when your life starts to fall, I hope you suffer. I hope you fucking suffer because we're all going to suffer because of you. My son and daughter is going to suffer. As Jimmy says in his speech, and you'll get to hear it, his grandkids are going to suffer because of these libtard motherfuckers that can't think for themselves outside of their mainstream, lamestream fucking media. You fucking arseholes. Fuck you all.
Well, I'd really like to know how many people actually voted for him as opposed to this huge voting dump they just did for him. Like all these magical ballots that just appeared out of nowhere, you know?
You know, here's the thing though, mates. I mean, I do understand what you're saying. That most of it would be voting fraud. There's no doubt about it. It has to be voting fraud for him to have outweighed Trump. There has to have been. But there were still so many libtards that helped it happen. Let's say it was only 40,000 out of your whole 350 million people that you've got going there, or 330 million people that you've got going there. That's still 40,000 fucking retards that helped it happen. And that's the audience I'm talking to there. These motherfuckers, it'll be much more than that. You probably have a good 200 fucking thousand at least that voted for Biden just because they hate Trump out of their total fucking retard liberalism.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there were millions who went out and voted for Biden because they wanted anyone but Trump in power because they believed the mainstream media when they said orange man bad. So they had to go out and vote for anyone who was against them.
Exactly. Exactly my point. Yep. How disgusting.
Yeah, like I said, it's really upsetting because this is it, folks. Seriously. Like, I really thought we were going to have a few more years before the shit hit the fan. I really did. But this is it. It's here now. So just start preparing the best you can because things are going to get even more insane. And it will get to the point where people are fighting for a loaf of bread. I mean, that's already happened in Australia. I think, Sean, you talked about it on the show.
Yeah.
And now, didn't you say a loaf of bread over there is $10?
No, it's not now. What happens is in certain parts of South Australia, and I think even out the outskirts of Queensland, they were fighting for bread at $10 because it was supply and demand. And because they were in such outback type situations or desolate situations, they had to pay $10 for a loaf of bread. Yeah, it was disgusting.
Yeah, well, that's what's coming here. And so that's why people need to stock up on everything because it'll get to where you can't afford groceries. Oh, that's another thing. If you can afford to get a small freezer, I've got one when it's a 3 feet by 4 feet deep freeze. I got it for like $150. Go to the grocery stores and find any meat that you can that's marked down on manager special and just load up on it. Fill it up. That's what I've done.
And if you have to take to the wilderness, dig a hole big enough to bury one of those small freezers, and the earth will keep your meat cold for long enough to store it for a little while. Because if you do end up in a position where you have to get out, if there ends up riots or something like that, or if there ends up a time where you're gonna have to get off grid for whatever reason, dig a hole big enough to put one of those little bar fridges in, and keep your meat in there. So you basically bury it with the door opening from the top, and the earth, if you bury it deep enough in the earth, it keeps the meat and all your goods cold.
Yeah, and it is wintertime here, so that'll help. You can also create something called a zeerpot. It's Z-E-E-R, a zeerpot. And you can look on YouTube on how to make them. They're real simple.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm just taken aback by all this. Like, what the fuck? This, you know.
I know. I was stunned. I was stunned when I just saw that. I was like, holy crap, we're screwed. Like, this is it. We're done.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be fatalistic or negative here, but we have to look at the reality. Like, we are headed for some really tough times. I know we've got to have the mindset of we'll be victorious in the end, but we've got to be realistic, too. We've got some hard times coming to us.
Is it going down a dark fucking road? Like, I couldn't even imagine what the Texans, the North Kakalakis and the South Carolinas as a whole are thinking right now. Because, I mean, you guys and girls use a more patriotic than any part of the United States. You know, when I was in New York, I found a lot more libtards up that way than what I did down in North Kakalaki and South Kakalaki and all of that.
Oh, yeah, it's always been that way. The northeast coast is always blue, always.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know. Fucking hell. But you know what? It's good to see people like Jimmy. They're like, what the fuck? I called him up right away as soon as you sent me that message. And I just said, Jimmy, he fucking got in. Biden got in. He was like, he goes, this is bullshit. You know, he's not impressed. I can't blame him. But you know, and I'm sure people are going to say, well, I didn't think you wanted Trump in, Sean. No, I don't. Like I said, voting is an act of terrorism. I don't think any of these incumbents should be in. But given, if I was had a gun put to my head, I'm not going to pick fucking Biden. What, do you think I'm fucking insane? It'd be like picking Hillary Clinton. Jesus Christ, no. You know, you wouldn't vote either of those fucking psychopaths in. You know, Biden's got his hands on little girls' bums in public. He's feeling little girls.
Yeah, I know all those creepy videos of him. It's like, what the hell? There's just no way in hell he actually won. There's just no freaking way in hell. Like we said, they're both puppets, let's face it, but I think Biden is worse.
This is a far worse situation. He was literally sniffing little girls' hair in public. And I'm thinking, yeah, so when all this first started, I thought, yeah, of course he's not going to win. He's a pedophile. There's no fucking way they're going to let him win. So when he got in, when he started to get up there in numbers, I'm thinking, fuck off. This is a bloke that has been filmed sniffing little girls' hair, rubbing little girls on the bottom and in the breast area. Are you for fucking real? Like, you know what? I would hold everybody accountable that voted for him. I would say, you know what? What are you, a pedophile? You must be a pedophile too, because you just voted for a fucking pedophile that is evidently a pedophile. He's shown it time and time again, the way he is around little kids. So,
well, you know, unfortunately, I do know a couple of libtard baby boomers who were for Biden just because they didn't like Trump. And the thing is, they're so brainwashed. See, they don't look into this stuff. They just watch the nightly news and believe whatever they tell them.
Well, then they deserve to be fucking called an accomplice to pedophilia because of their stupidity. If they can't look past their fucking nose by now, we're not fucking back in the 1800s anymore. We're in 2020, where people can wake up to this shit. They've had ample time to. Ample time to wake up to this shit.
They're beyond hope. They're so hopelessly brainwashed. It's like, oh, well, if the news person said it, it must be true. You know, because that's their generation. They just don't freaking get it.
Yeah, they just need to jump off a fucking cliff. They just need to jump off a fucking cliff, and I wouldn't shed a tear. And I'm not joking, mates. I'll say this right here when I play this on air. If my mother fucking said to me, oh, you know what, I would have voted for a Biden, I would clearly say to her, then I wish you'd jump off a fucking cliff. Because he's a pedophile. He's a fucking piece of shit, senile douchebag. You need to jump off a cliff because you're a useless eater and a useless breather. You're breathing good air that good people could be fucking breathing. Jump off a cliff. I'm not joking when I say that. I don't care what anybody says. When people are doing that and they're starving my children of good air and they're useless eaters and eating good food that my kids could be eating, and we're putting in traffic lights to save these pieces of shit, saving these pieces of shit, idiocracy, accomplices to pedophiles, they need to fucking die. Plain and simply. I have no heart for these people at all. This has not just destroyed one country, it will destroy every one of us because all of us follow the coattails of the states. Plain and simply.
Yeah, this is it. Like I said, this is it. We're all going to collapse. And I know it sounds terrible to say, and I want to clarify, I'm excluding the few baby boomers who have a brain in their head. So I'm not talking about Set Free Indiana or Jimmy X.
Let me make something clear, though. Let me interrupt you. They aren't baby boomers. They might be in the baby booming age group, but they're not baby boomers. You can tell by the way Set Free talks and by the way Jimmy X talks, of course, that they are not baby boomers.
Well, that's
boomers.
What I mean. They don't have that mindset like most of them do.
Mm, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, so you're really not excluding them because they're boomers. You're excluding them because they're not boomers, is my point. You know, this is...
Okay, yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, no, this is disgusting. This is unacceptable. You know, again, if I had a gun to my head, of course I would vote for Trump. There's no doubt about it. God, I just... You're right, though. They're both puppets. They really are both puppets. And it's just scratching the back. Together, whether we like to see it or not, together they are scratching the backs of those that want a one-world government and to take over people's lives, control people's lives, hence this whole COVID fucking deal.
Yeah, exactly. Like you said, isn't it funny that it just happened to happen this year, the election year?
Yeah. No, I know. And it wasn't me, just me that said it. There's been many different alternative media hosts that have said, I'm sure that Robert Ravolt would have been one of them, Andy Hitchcock, there's so many people out there that would have said it way before me.
Sorry to interject, I just thought of this real quick. This is something important to add. For those people, if you don't have a lot of money at the moment, sell whatever you can. Take some of your stuff to consignment shops, sell it on eBay, because that'll give you a little extra cash to get some stock up on food or whatever else you need. That's one of the things I've been doing. So, you know, sell something on eBay for $10 here, $20 there, you know, take some furniture to the consignment shop, whatever you have to do to get some extra money in your pocket so that you can prepare for what's coming, basically.
Yeah, and look, if we're wrong about something coming, then we still win, you know. But no, you're absolutely wrong, absolutely right, rather. You're absolutely right, mates. What happens is sell anything you possibly can. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to kidnap a Rothschild and sell him on a street corner. I'm going to fucking pimp.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I'm going to pimp the little bitch out. You know, seriously, I was just saying to Maleficus that I would love to get in the ring with a Rothschild and just beat the absolute piss out of him, beat the absolute fuck out of him.
Well, he's not worth a nickel, in my opinion, so...
Well, he's not worth anything. He's a piece of shit, but to be able to throw punches at him and break his face, you know, that would be fantastic. These people need to go down. They are the cause. You know, Mel Gibson said only a bee's dick worth, which was they are the cause of all the wars. No, they are the cause of every detriment to white Western civilization. Every one of you that are looking at porn right now is because of the Rothschilds. Every one of you that think that war is a good thing is because of the Rothschilds. Every one of you that are watching a violent film or a zombie film is because of the Rothschilds. And I know that we're all victims of it. I know that we are all a part of it in some ways because we know no better. I mean, I love my zombie films, but nonetheless, it's all because of the Rothschilds, the Jewish bankster gangsters, the fucking Morgans, the Rockefellers, all of those working together to bring down white Western civilization. It just...
Well, and they make everyone suffer. You know, people need to get that, too. It's like they want to destroy all of us, okay, whether you're, you know, black, brown, whatever. Because remember years ago how Israel got busted for sterilizing the Ethiopian Jews?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and right now in some places, I was watching this documentary a while ago. There's one place in Africa where these men salvage like old computer parts and stuff like that just for like $1 or $2. But it's extremely toxic to do this because of the, I guess, the metals in it. But they're so desperate for money. Now, why are they so freaking poor and desperate for money? Well, who's been screwing them over for decades now? Who runs the diamond trade?
Yeah,
I mean, it really is messed messed up what they do to those people. They force them to work in the diamond mines, and then they don't even give them 1% of the money from it.
If people don't know what Maiden is talking about, look up Blood Diamonds, and you'll understand exactly what she's talking about right there. There was even a movie made about it after it was discovered. I'm surprised that Hollywood let it go ahead. But, I mean, the movie Blood Diamonds...
Yeah, I'm shocked, too. I'm surprised with that. But and look at how they sort of programmed women to want that back when Marilyn Monroe first sang Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. And they put that in women's heads with Tiffany's and all this other bullshit for decades now. And meanwhile, most women have no idea where the hell those diamond rings come from. They don't know the kind of terrorizing tactics they use against the villagers, like cutting off the arms of the kids there. I mean, it's horrible shit. It's horrible stuff. But yet you see these, you know, De Beers commercial, parentheses, by the way, De Beers, you know, showing these sparkly diamonds and all that shit. I mean, they have their hand in everything. Like they're so psychopathic, there's almost no words for it.
Of course and they have their hands in it. And not just that. Not just that. They, like, if you take a look at the movie Blood Diamonds, it still doesn't tell all the facts. It tells half of what's going on so that they make it look like, well, see, we are exposing the blood diamond industry, but we're just not going to tell absolutely everything. It's that whole concept of lying by omission. And that's what we're dealing with when it comes to the blood diamonds, Hollywood, everything like that, when it comes to the molestation of Hollywood. We've got more people than ever before coming out and talking about all the kids that have been molested in Hollywood. Take a look at Macaulay Culkin. It took him fucking years. By the way, Macaulay, you're a weak little fuck. You watched the two Coreys go through hell over those years. You watched Corey Haim die and overdose because he was on drugs because of the shit that was going down. He was being fucked in the ass by people like Charlie Sheen, among other fucking assholes, all the Steins in Hollywood. You watched it all going on. You knew what was going on. Corey Feldman comes out and talks about it. Everyone jumps up and down about him because he wants money to make a movie, and he's holding off what he wants to say until he gets that money. The reason being is because they'll probably shoot him in the head otherwise. Right? But you, Macaulay, you sat there the whole fucking time on your fucking hands knowing full well that you yourself had been molested and other people around you had been molested. You even come out and said that Hollywood was fucking a pedophilia haven, right? But you did nothing until later. You piece of shit. You know, the one thing I can say about my siblings that were molested and then were anally penetrated and all that sort of shit is that they were brave enough to come out and fucking say it. You know, screw you, dude. You know, I'm not joking, mates. If it was me, I would have risked a bullet in the head just to expose these motherfuckers. These dirty fucks. 90% of fucking Hollywood is pedophilia. Absolute pedophilia. And guess what?
Oh, I know they are. I bet we'd be shocked to learn, you know, who all's guilty of it. Because they cover up their crimes really well.
Oh, shit, yeah, they do. Yeah. There's so many of the stars that people watch. Another reason I seldom watch movies and don't watch TV. The reason I seldom watch movies is because at first I have to really dissect who's acting in it and who's been a pedophile and who hasn't. Because if there's a pedophile in it, I don't want to be watching that fucking film. Plain and simply. I am on a bee stick, a fucking razor's edge of just giving up movies as well. I am on such the razor's edge because the movies I once loved, I found to be full of pedophiles. The bands that I once used to listen to are full of fucking pedophiles. You know, one of the things that Paulie Tepetti said to me that always really drums in my head, like I feel like I'm boom, 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 knocking myself out because I was such a fool. I put a music video in one of the videos that I'd done, and he was watching the video, and he said, "Shawnee," he said, the video was great. He said, "But you do realize that the band Disturbed are Jews?" And this is why they make songs such as Get Down With The Sickness. Get up, get down with the sickness. They're trying to say, get up and get down with the sickness. Become a sick freak. Become a dirty, disgusting prick. And that's what really woke me up.
Yeah, he's right. I see his point there. Yeah, I know. It really is disgusting after a while, because it does get to the point where you almost can't watch anything or listen to anything anymore.
No, I know. I know. It's disgusting, you know. And when I saw what he was saying, that's what really got me to start digging deep into what bands I listen to, what movies I watch, and not going near TV wherever I can help it. And not allowing my kids to watch that shit. Like, I'm saying, no, 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 you're not watching that, because that's, I know what the fuck is going on here. You're not watching that show right there.
Oh, yeah, I hardly watch any movies anymore. In fact, I gave most of my DVDs away throughout the years. There's a few movies that I still really love, like The Lord of the Rings, of course.
They mangled that film.
I have a few stand-up DVDs. That's probably what I watch the most, is stand-up.
Yeah, they mangled that film, The Lord of the Rings. It's a shame, because, like, the books, I read all three books on a couple of occasions. The first occasion I read them by myself, and then on the second occasion I had the reader read it out to me whilst I was sort of sitting around working. They sort of mangled a lot of the story, but on the same time, it still got across J.R. Tolkien's message, which was, you've got a higher order, the all-seeing eye, you've got the niggers, right, and the illegal aliens and all of that, which are the Uruk-hai and all of that, then you've got the whites, which are the elves, you know, the Europeans, so to speak, the wizards.
Yeah, the
and
elves
like
and
that.
The, what's the kingdom? Rohan.
Yeah, Rohan. You know, the Return of the King. So, you know, he really knew what was going on, but he couldn't put it in terms. It's the same as that movie, what's it called with the wrestler in it, Maids?
They Live?
They Live, yeah. It was the writer of that claims, oh, no, I didn't do it for that reason. Oh, bullshit, don't lie to yourself. Grow a pair of testiculars and come out and let everyone know why you wrote that story.
It's really obvious now. I mean, it's clearly obvious what he was trying to say with that movie. You know, he was putting it out there. It was sort of in like a cheesy bubblegum 80s sort of way, but still.
Well, that was the same as Tolkien. You know, when Tolkien did Lord of the Rings, he knew exactly what he was doing. And he knew that it really wouldn't catch the minds of the people that way until the shit starts hitting the fan. Now that the shit is hitting
That's
the
true.
Fan.
In fact, there's a line in the movie, I don't know if it's in the book, maybe some hardcore fan can tell us, but in the movie, Saruman says, a new order will rise, as in a new world order.
That's in the book. I'm pretty sure that's in the book. There's things that stuck out of me. I can remember something about a new order. I'm pretty sure that's in the book. If I'm mistaken, again, as you said, the audience can pull me up on it. But no, I'm pretty sure that was definitely in. It's a new order. Tolkien knew what was going on. And even the dude that made the movie, I think, knew what, Peter Jackson, he knew what was going on. But he just can't say it. And none of them will.
Yeah, this is what
shits me off about him.
Interesting how they have such a focus on the all-seeing eye.
What shits me off about them is that they're too much of a pussy to come out and say it. The dude that wrote They Live, you know, the Peter Jackson that made these books into a film. Why don't they come out and fucking say it? It's the same with these doctors today. There's so many doctors now. We're up now nearing 7,000, if not over 7,000 by now. Doctors and scientists coming out and saying that there was no pandemic. You've been lied to. Why didn't the rest of the small doctors come out and start screaming about the truth about fucking COVID, that it was a no thing, that it was just as, it's the same amount of deadly as the flu and everything like that. And that the numbers were only inflated because of fucking lies and everything like that. It's absolutely ridiculous. This is getting stupid.
Yeah, it is. I was just going to say, John Carpenter was the, apparently he was the guy who did They Live.
That's right. Yeah. You know what? And, you know, the wrestler dude, he fucking knew what was going on. That's why he played the part.
Yeah, he did, because I think he was actually, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say that he did a few shows with Alex Jones on InfoWars, Roddy Piper.
That's right, Roddy Piper. And not just that, the interviews he did, it doesn't matter who with, he said that, there's people behind the scenes and there's people that are acting like renegades. And that's why Kyle Hunt came out ridiculously and said, you see, he's talking about our network, because he said the renegades. No, he was just talking about renegades.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. He was on InfoWars talking about renegades. Yeah.
Yeah, he was talking about the renegades, meaning renegade people, like rebellious people. So automatically, renegade. Of course, Kyle says, yes, he was talking about us because he said the renegades. No, dickhead. You fucking halfwit. He was actually talking about the rebellious people, those that renegade against corruption. He wasn't talking about your fucking network. He didn't even know about your network, you stupid red-headed nigger. What the fuck? Unbelievable.
Here's a quote, actually, from Roddy Piper. He said, right now, what they're trying to do in society is get rid of all cash money, so you just have a chip and everything is on your chip. Well, that's full control. If you go on an airplane right now, they won't take cash anymore. They actually say we're a cashless airplane. Wait a second. You won't take cash, that's obey. This is your God. I think this movie is a statement of keep our freedom, and I believe everybody gets that from it, no matter what generation.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know what? And isn't it funny that Jimmy and I were talking about this stuff all the way back in 2008, 2009, and it fell on deaf ears. We were called kooks, and even some of our audience were having a laugh about, oh, yeah, but that's so many years away. Well, have a look at where the fuck we are now. Here we are in a mere 2020.
Demolition Man movie, which was so spot on, that guy who kept calling in and saying to watch it.
Jeff from Massachusetts used to call in all the time. And you know what? Jimmy and I used to have a bit of a laugh and a scoff about that dude because he kept bringing it up behind the scenes, but he was absolutely fucking right. It was the modern day 1984.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, so much. If you haven't seen that movie, Demolition Man, you need to watch it.
Yep, that's what we're becoming very soon. For those of you that don't want to wear masks, get used to traveling through the sewer. Because that's where it's all heading. It's all heading that way. I've just been overexcited over this whole friggin' thing. Not excited in a good way, I may say. Excited over this whole fucking bullshit notion that this retard... He is literally borderline retard. He's that senile. They even made one of those Hitler movies about him where Hitler is talking on the phone and they pretend that he's, in his German language, he's talking to Biden and saying, you've got to stop talking so fucking retarded. I've got to get the link and I'll put it up on the website. Oh, it's fucking hilarious. And because some of the shit he was coming up with, like I'm watching and I'm thinking, there's no way this guy could be voted in. No fucking way. Not even the fucking Rothschilds would allow this guy to be voted in as a puppet because he's so fucking retarded. But sure as shit.
Oh, another survival thing. Sorry, I just thought of, if this was going to play on the show, just real quick, make sure your gas tank is always filled up with gas. Just FYI.
No, they're going to make sure it's empty. What the fuck are you talking about, mates?
Hey, some people, you never know that, like, they might think, oh, you know, I've got a quarter of a tank, I'll get it tomorrow. No, it needs to be, try to keep it full at all times, because you never know what's going to happen, is what I'm saying.
You see, ladies and gentlemen, see how easy it was to reel her in? I threw out the bait, and reeled her in, and she was like, she felt she had to explain.
Don't make me punch you in the face, Shawnee. Go to bed.
Look, this is going to be great for the show. I'm sure people are going to get a lot from it. And one of the things I enjoy doing is you know, venting, because they vent with us. I'm sure that our audience is going to be sitting there saying, that, yeah, exactly. This is bullshit. This is absolutely... There's no way this senile fucking retard... I mean, I'm looking at it on my screen. The fucking thing is demented. There's no way people voted for this. And if they did, it's because they were white jackets.
Shawnee, I'm not kidding. He could barely get like 50 people to show up to his rallies. Trump was literally filling like stadiums. Yeah. I mean, come on, there's no way this happened.
No, I know. I know. What a lie right in the face of the public. But you know what? It's up to us, the public, to stand up against this. That's the whole... This is one of the things Jimmy said. I'm going to be putting Jimmy's speech on the show as well. He couldn't stay for as long as what you could, mates, because he had some errands to run. But I'm going to be putting his speech up, and you'll hear him saying the same sorts of things that we've just said. Oh, my God. What a nightmare.
And now's the time to put out flyers. I've got to get a new printer, but Maleficus just made up some stuff you can print out for flyers. That's on the website. So just get out there, spread the word, do whatever you can.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he did. He put up some templates today. You can go to tcta.info. tcta unleashed.info. That's tcta unleashed.info, and you can take a look at those templates, and all you have to do is print them out and post them up. As my daughter will tell anybody, I just printed a whole heap of posts up, and I've been putting them up around town. So there you go. It's not a hard thing to do. Both her and I rode out there, as I was saying on the recent show there, mates, and out to a place called Yarrabbin and put them up on the chipboard, and I put another one up in a town called Polpunkar up on their chipboard. You'd be surprised how many people will go on. You know what, though? It's funny because one of the chipboards I put it up, put one of these posts up about 2 months ago, maybe 3 months ago. I saw someone walk straight up and they were looking at it because I was watching from afar just to see how they react, and they ripped it off. They ripped it off in anger and chucked it in the bin. And I thought, are you joking? So you people are allowed to put anything you want up there, but because you don't agree with something, you rip it off. It shows how pathetic and weak-willed people really are. Because if they had some willpower, if they had any testicular fortitude about them, they would leave it up there for a bit of a challenge now, wouldn't they? But no, I don't agree with that, so I'll just pull it off and I'll walk away. And now I've promised myself...
Exactly. See, people like that are too weak to handle the truth. They really are. They can't handle that this whole COVID thing is a conspiracy. They want to believe what the mainstream news tells them, so they can just stay in their little bubble and believe everything is okay.
Absolutely. So I've made it a promise to myself. I was just saying to the daughter the other day, I've made it a promise to myself that I'm going to stand from afar and I'm going to wait to see what happens. And if one of them pulls it off, I'm going to confront them. I'm going to walk up and say, excuse me, I put that up there, put that back. Put that back up there right now. And if they say, oh, it's just, I'm just going to say, I don't give a shit. If you've got freedom of speech to put little coupons and stuff up there, or him or her or whoever has that freedom of speech to do so, then so do I. Put it back now. I'm not going to stand for it. These weak-willed pussies that can't handle the truth, don't make it my problem. But don't dare try and take my fucking freedom of speech away, or we'll have issues.
Yeah, absolutely. And keep those websites handy, the ones that have the pandemic documentary and all that stuff, because when you're out talking to people, if you get the sense that someone thinks this is total bullshit, you need to jump on that and say, okay, here, this is the website you need to go to. Check this out. Tell your family and friends to check it out. You know, we've got to be spreading the word that way, too. So if you get even an inkling that they're not buying this crap, you need to further that. You know what I mean? You need to open their eyes even more.
You know what you need to do is when this, you know that they're just going to say, oh, you know what, I don't give a shit anyway. That's when you need to thrust it in their face. You just say, here you go, here's the websites. And when they say, I don't need to look at the websites, rah, 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 you just say, yeah, because you're weak of character. you're a really weak of character type person. If you can look at a piece of paper and say, that's not true and that's not true, and then without looking into it, you're weak of character. Good luck with your life, and I feel sorry for your children. See you the fuck later. You know, because it's going to be their children that suffer. Their children are going to grow up weak-willed just like them. They need to put some stones into their family, for crying out loud.
Yeah, they really do. If you don't want your grandkids in the gulag, then, you know, you need to wake up, basically.
The whole thing is about our children. It's not about me in the end. It's not about you. It's not about Jimmy X. It's not about Paul English or Andrew Hitchcock. It's not about our Maleficus. It's not about any of us. In the end, it's about how our children are going to go. As Jimmy says in his speech, my grandchildren are not going to fucking survive this because of these motherfuckers. Right? That's what this is about. In the end, it's about our kids. What does it matter for us? We've lived our lives. You know, I mean, maids, you're 104 and I'm 45. I mean...
Oh, go fuck yourself, Sean. You know that's not true. I will always be younger than you and there's nothing you can do about it.
I'll just slow my age down somehow, miraculously. But no, all seriousness, though, it's so true. It's our kids that we've got to allow to have a good world behind them, and unless we fucking stand now, that ain't going to happen. You know, Biden, really? You want a molester running your country, ladies and gentlemen? Holy fuck, really? Why don't you watch some of those fucking videos where he's sniffing little girls' hair? Right there in the pub. He doesn't care. He doesn't even hold back. Gee, and you want that running your country?
I know, and like we said in videos, now he doesn't even know what state he's in or who he's talking to. I mean, there's just no way in hell.
And I think that's why he doesn't realize that his pedophilic ways are being filmed, because he's like, oh, he doesn't even consider that there's cameras on him. So when he sees some little boy or girl...
Yeah, but this is like, that stuff was captured, I think, many years ago, though, before he started showing signs of dementia.
Oh, no, I think he was demented a long time ago. I really do. But he's even more so now. I mean, he can't even speak English. I'll try, after the show, I'll put up the video, the Nazi comedy video, and you'll see some of the stuff he says right there, and you go, what the fuck? He's not even speaking English. He's literally not speaking English. And they haven't manipulated the
gibberish.
Video.
Gibberish. It just comes out like...
Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah, yeah, like one of those priests that talk in tongue. You know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, what the fuck? He would have been a perfect candidate for that shit.
I know. Well, going back to what you were saying, I mean, I feel bummed because there's still a lot of stuff that I wanted to do. Like, I wanted to see Ireland and Iceland, but at least I've gotten to do some things with my life. It sure is hell a lot better than what kids are going to grow up with now. I'll say that. At least I got to grow up in the 80s and 90s. They're growing up in freaking clown world.
I was just saying to Beth when we were walking Snoopy, I said, Beth, you know, they're saying 2022. And she looks at me and she goes, do you think? And I said, no, I don't. I said, they're saying 2022 so that people don't get angry at the moment. I said, but I don't think they're going to open it back up. I really don't think they're going to open it back up. And if they do, it'll be under such strict conditions, it's not funny. I said, it'll be, have you had your COVID vaccine? Have you had this? Have you had that? And if you haven't, you know, we can shut you down and you won't be traveling, rah, rah, rah. She said, so you don't think you'll ever be able to go back to the States or you won't be going to Ireland? And I said, no, I don't. I said, sweetheart, I'm sorry, but I don't think so. I said, we've been invited to the UK. Maleficus has actually said, Sean, you're welcome here. Anytime you want, you can stay here. And have a holiday and we'll go out and we'll have fun. It'd be so good to hang out with you. I said, but I don't think that's going to happen either. You know, what a sad fucking
thing. No, not unless the masses completely revolt. It's never going to happen,
yeah.
Unfortunately. Like I said, unless the masses rise up and do something, they're going to make it so that nobody can travel anywhere without the COVID vaccine.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. I have no doubt about that at all. And I think that anybody with half a brain has no doubt about that. They're going to... Even those libtards out there are going to say, well, you know what? What we need to do is have a thing that says if you don't have your COVID vaccine, then you can't travel. So even they know it. You know, we just know it at a different level. We know it at a level where, well, fuck, if I don't get a vaccine, then I can't go overseas. And, of course, I'm not getting a vaccine. They can stick it up their ass. I've never had one before. I'm not about to start getting them now. They can eat me.
No, because like we said before, God only knows what's in that. So,
yep.
You know, wherever you've traveled to, you know, enjoy the fact that you got to go there. That's how I look at it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll enjoy the fact that I've been to a few states in America.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I was, you know, when I look at it, when I went to the States, I saw it a bit more like work than what I did pleasure because, you know, I was doing shows with Doug Owen when I was there. But him and I hung out as friends, so there was some pleasure there and everything like that. But everybody wanted to be on air with me when I was over there, so it was more work. I was doing some work with Jimmy X when it comes to the bowling alleys and stuff like that. And not that I thought the work was bad. I loved it. It was fantastic. It was still a form of pleasure for me. But even looking back at that now, I think it was pure pleasure. It was a pure pleasure to have because if it had have been this whole fucking con, this whole COVID con job, I might not have been able to meet you mates. I might not have been able to meet Jimmy X and spend some time over there with people like Dougie Owen and stuff like that. It was. I look back now and I think what a pleasure I got to have given now that... these motherfuckers, someone sneezed and they shut the whole world down. What a disgusting fucking ploy.
Yeah, well, and that was the plan all along.
Of course
it was. You know,
they've
been planning this for God knows how long now, so.
Yep, exactly. All right, I'm going to end this here, and I'm going to get it ready for the broadcast, and I'll be playing this live.
Yeah, because between me and Jimmy, I think the recordings are going to be the whole show, so.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, I can extend it. I can extend the show. I've got other articles that I want to cover as well. Also, I got a really interesting email that came in from a gentleman that comes into the chat room. John, his name is. And I want to read that out because he really turned COVID into a comedic piece of shit that it is. So I'm going to be reading that. On the broadcast as well.
All right, good deal.
Yeah. All right, mates. Well, I will talk to you very soon, and I'll get this off to the website ready for the show.
Okay, sounds good. You take care.
You too.
So there we go, Maleficus. That was the discussion between Maids and I.
That was a very brief conversation. Jeez, mate, I've got like a stack of notes here. You guys covered a lot of ground.
Oh, we did. Yeah, we did. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to what your notes are all about, so let's go for it.
Oh, crikey. Shall I start at the beginning or shall I work backwards?
Oh, it's up to you. It's entirely up to you.
Going from what you said towards the end, you know, they ain't opening anything up anytime soon. You know, they're not going to relinquish the power that they've just granted themselves.
Yeah.
Through all this, you know, Maids is right. You know, you're going to have a certificate of vaccination identification before you can fucking travel anywhere.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, and this is the point, people. We have to open this shit back up ourselves. No one's going to do it for us. No one's going to go, oh, well, if you vote me in, I'll make it all right. No, we've got to do it ourselves, you know, and this is the whole point with waking people up. And that faggot that ripped your bloody sign off of the billboard
that
you put up.
Yeah,
you know, people like that, they are part of the problem. They are the people that are dragging us down with them.
They are the enemy. Jimmy's right about that. They are the enemy, plain and simply.
They are.
They are the ones that are going to put our children into such detriment that, like, I mean, Maleficus, let's face it. We had a pretty hard life with the times that we've been in. But if we think that's bad, you can times that by five, and that's what our kids are going to go through if we don't start fighting against this.
Definitely. And this goes out to anyone and everyone that is listening. And even isn't listening. You know, speak to your mates. Speak to your neighbours. You know, we have to take this shit back ourselves because no fucker's going to do it for us.
Yeah.
There's no body that you can elect in their system that is going to do it for you. Plain and simple.
That's right.
You know? Yep. I mean, you know, you saying that, you know, like I say, they're not going to relinquish any of this shit. Track and trace, it's all there. It's all there. It's been waiting to go for ages.
It's, you know, in concrete.
Sorry, carry on.
No, I was just saying it's in concrete.
Oh, totally. Totally. It's set in stone. And the fact that people who work in offices now are conducting... I was speaking to Mr. Rob Black from Candor, and he has to, for his job, he has to participate in virtual meetings in Zoom, because obviously we're in full lockdown in the UK at the moment. Like, full lockdown. You're not allowed to travel unless it's absolutely necessary. And this is the whole of the UK, right? So we're not allowed to travel unless it's absolutely necessary. So, like, if you're going to pick up food or whatever, you're not allowed to invite anyone outside your household into your house. You can meet up with one other person as long as it is outdoors.
Yeah.
And you abide by social distancing rules, yardy fucking yar.
Yeah.
You know, so nobody get together. Nobody have a discussion about what's going on. Nobody have any community spirit, please. Nobody have any solidarity with their neighbors or, you know, anyone around them. And I said to you, I've said it so many times, and I said to you on a broadcast recently, the only reason this lockdown has been so fucking successful is because we are a divided people. There is no community spirit anymore.
That's right.
And I'm talking about where I come from in the UK. It's largely a consolidated white community. There's still no fucking community.
Yeah.
It's been bred out of people. It's been educated out of people.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? It's almost like an oxymoron. It's been educated out of people. No, it's a contradiction, rather. It's been educated, as in education, out of people. Yeah. You know,
yes, well, I say it through gritted teeth.
Yeah, of course.
And I mean it.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
I know.
I'm talking about this whole fucking social distancing and mask thing, and I hate to do a Paul English on you and talk about my trip to the shops, but but no, he's quite right though.
He is.
It's a
yeah.
cross section of society.
Yeah.
You know, I was queuing up to pay for my shopping today. Yes, I know. I sound exactly like Paul English. I was queuing up to pay for my shopping today. He knows I'm joking because I said exactly the same thing to him this afternoon.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. We wouldn't say anything bad about Paul if he can hear us. Jesus Christ. We'd at least be a little tactful and say it behind his back. What the fuck?
Oh, yes, of course. The cowards that we are. Yes,
exactly,
of course.
Right. He's bigger than us. Yeah, no, we love Paul. Well, we really do.
The observation I made today, and I do you know what? I said to Paul, I left the shop so low today. And sometimes, it hits us all, doesn't it? Sometimes you look around and I'm the only person in the biggest, I'm not going to mention the supermarket chain, but big supermarket chain, biggest store in my county.
Yeah.
And I was the only person in the shop not wearing a mask. And as I'm queuing up to pay for my shopping, the couple that are packing their shopping, there's a couple there, middle-aged couple, both wearing masks, and they've got a baby who is probably, I don't know, 10 months?
Right.
10 months, you know, still at the age where they're sort of idly writhing their hands around and sucking random bits of their hands.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
Yep, absolutely.
That sort of age group.
Yeah, when they're sucking their fists and stuff like that, yeah.
Sucking their fists and, whatever part of their hand they can stick in their
exactly.
mouth, they will. Whether it's their palm or their, you know what I mean, whatever.
And
this baby is he's being held by his dad while the mum's packing the shopping, and they're both wearing masks. And I'm thinking, do you know what? Half of the bond, and I know it's only the time that they're spending in the shop, hopefully it's not in the car and out in the street as well, but the whole bond between a child and its parents is facial recognition.
That's right.
And do you know what? I'm looking at this couple and this little baby sucking its hand and its fists, and look at this baby's looking around the shop, and every cunt looks like its mum and dad.
I was about to say, everybody in that shop is its parent. Yep. Exactly. Yeah, and not just that, as I've spoken about in the past before, when it comes to babies, they can smell their parents. They can smell their breath. They can smell their face. They can smell everything. Now, when you're fully clothed and the only thing that you've got when it comes to a smell is your face, that's gone too. Most of that's gone too because you've got a fucking face mask on. Babies identify almost like dogs in some ways, as awful as that sounds, where they smell the mother and everything like that. So all of that's taken away. All of those senses are taken away. But you're absolutely right, especially visual senses. Babies see their mother and father.
The whole facial recognition thing. And I walked out of the shop, and I'm mulling this over in my head. And I'm, do you know, I had a real low moment today when I was walking out of the shop. And I was thinking, you know, that poor fucking kid, that poor kid is being deprived of something that we all take for granted, even though we don't even remember that.
Yeah.
It's something that is ingrained in us. And that kid is being deprived of it. And it, like I say, it made me quite low. And in fact, it made me fucking angry afterwards. Yeah. And then after that, I thought, no, I'm not fucking dealing with this because I'm not dealing with it in this way because otherwise these cunts have won. So, you know, obviously more fuel for the fire for me to come. And you said to me earlier, might even be a 4-hour show, mate. That's quite late for you. I was like, no, fuck it. I'm totally up for this.
Yeah. Because look, like with the clips and everything like that, I thought, you know, this has got to be done though, because, you know, especially with what's going on over in the States at the moment, you know, we've got good people talking about Jimmy Shield Maiden. And we're soon to listen to the John Percent one. Did you have any other notes that you want to discuss that you noted down?
Mate, I've got pages of it here. You covered so much. You know, the fact that she said it was it's followed a script. It's planned.
Yeah.
Both of them, Trump and Biden, they're both playing their part.
Yep.
Trump knows his lines. This is all designed to create public dissent. The whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know you say if you had a gun put to your head, you'd vote for Trump, but he's playing the game, mate, right now, right this second.
Of course he's playing the game. Yep, of course they are. You know what? And even if they, let's pretend just for argument's sake, and sheerly for argument's sake, that both of them were innocent in their own right, and they're trying to do the right thing. They're still scripted. They just don't even realize, they just wouldn't even realize that they're following a script. Now, I don't think Biden is innocent in any way, shape, or form. I think that Trump does have a form of innocence to him, but he doesn't even realize he's scripted. This is all scripted.
Come on, man. Trump's a fucking friend of Epstein's, for fuck's sake.
I don't know about that because I've been looking into that and I think that it was the Clintons that actually pushed that whole viewpoint. And then, you know, other people ran with it, like the alternative media ran with it, because it'd be nice to think that somebody that's holding hands with fucking Israel, that he was probably holding hands with Epstein. But I can't find anything that really backs that up. So
have you not seen the video footage of them chatting?
I've seen them chat, but I mean, anybody, look, I could have chatted with some pedophiles down the fucking street too and not known they were pedophiles. You know, Trump is...
This is coming from a man that said his own daughter's fucking hot. I mean, come on.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I haven't heard that.
He's a fucking weirdo.
Oh, well, I didn't hear that part. I didn't know he said his own daughter's hot. Yeah, but anyway.
Yeah, no, he... Yeah, okay. So, carrying on, I'm just going to briefly run through the bullet points that I made just so that if there's anything you want to pick me up on.
No, don't go yet. No, don't go yet. I want to discuss this thing where he said his daughter was hot. Have you got a video of this that I can put up on the website?
I haven't, but I will find it for you.
Yeah, because I just can't come on air and say, yeah, that's true, this is true, this is true, when I haven't seen it myself. So I would like some proof of that first so I can put it up. And I'll be the first one to say, yeah, look at this dirty bastard saying that. I need some evidence of that. This is not a broadcast that doesn't go without evidence, if I can help it.
Oh no, you're totally bang on, and I will put my money where my mouth is.
Yeah, cool.
And I will dig that out for you. And if I don't dig it out, then you can harass me.
I'll go searching for it myself. You know, I'll go searching for it myself. But in the meantime, I just want to, reiterate this. Anybody could be associating. Remember, Trump stands in high places. He always has since he was a teenager. He started making money as a teenager and he didn't stop. So he stands in high places. There's bound to be high people that are probably pedophiles and that he may not have even known. Whether he knew Epstein was at the time that he was associating with him, I don't know. I can't bring proof to the table of that, and this is why I label it speculation. But
yeah. Okay, well, I accept that, and I will put my money where my mouth is and bring the evidence to the table, so to speak.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's listeners that will say, yeah, no, I know where the video is. If you do, guys, just stick it in the chat room, Woolly's blog or in the TCTA chat room.
Or drop it in the comments area.
It'll save me a job.
or drop it in the comments area below the show. There's a comments area right there. So, yeah, yes, by all means. Or you can email me at dwsnr@hotmail.com. And I will be the first to put it up there on the website. Because if that is what you're saying is true, and I'm not calling you a liar, Maleficus, I'm just saying that...
No, I know that.
You know, I like to see evidence. If that is true, I'll be the first one to say, yeah, this guy's obviously a fucking incestual pedo.
Yeah, well, I don't know that he's an incestual pedo. And I know at the end of the day, mate, you know... These people, when they're in the spotlight, they come, you know, weird things come out of your mouth. I know that I've nothing quite that weird, but I've, you know, when sometimes on the show with you, I've sort of been put on the spot and I've sort of said something and I thought afterwards, oh, I didn't quite mean it like that, but never mind.
Well, I think people get that, but you know what? It's one thing for that sort of thing and it's another to say that your daughter's hot. I mean, for instance, I look at my daughter and she's a beautiful young lady. And that's how I put it. She's a beautiful young lady, but I don't see her as quote unquote hot. That's a totally different fucking ball game there. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what he was insinuating. So, basically, you know, moving on from that, Kamala Harris to take over. Of course.
Yeah.
You know, that was another bullet point. She also said about the Great Reset. And too many people waking up, and which is why, and you mentioned that they've sped it up on purpose. This brings us to that David Goldberg broadcast where he was going on about Operation Cypher and the other operation, and they've put people like that twat off of InfoWars, you know who I mean,
fucking Alex Jones.
That's the one. They've put people like that up on purpose. So that they can track who's watching it, who's liking the videos, blah, 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 blah. And they, you know, David Goldberg even said, and even though he's a self-confessed Zionist Jew, he said, you know, they want to round people up under the auspices of a flu virus. Well, there we go. And he predicted this year as well. So there we go. He was bumped off shortly afterwards as well, after making that statement. So, I can get that show for you, get that for you and put that in the links. That's not a problem. Really good advice from you guys on stocking up on stuff, getting your nutrients, drying out your foods, all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That was really good. And about COVID, you mentioned that I said about COVID can now hop species.
Right? Yeah.
There's a new thing come out in the news that that I was informed by a chap that I work with, and he's actually from Bulgaria, this chap. He's working over here. And he said, now that they've said over in Denmark or somewhere like that, they found a new strain of COVID in mink.
Oh, you know, like, of course they
like
did.
You make coats out of.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, oh, really? So I said, this thing can species hop like fucking rabies. And he said, it's okay. He said, they just make more coats.
So the dead fucking animal is getting revenge.
I would like to reiterate also and commend Maids on her comments about David Icke all that time ago on the round table. You were saying that, you know, Icke is there to discredit all of us guys putting out decent information. By putting out decent information and then mentioning reptilians, I would just like to reiterate that Maids said that Theresa May, the former president, former prime minister of the UK, actually nearly made her believe that theory because she's so fucking ugly. Well done, mate. Still makes me laugh even now.
Yeah.
Also, you're right. That's exact, and this is why I say they're all running from a script. They want a civil war in America.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
This is what they want. And it doesn't matter that the left don't have any weapons, because like with all the fucking bricks and stacks of bricks that they were putting in the streets and piling up in the streets just before the riots where there was no building work going on, they'll supply them. It's not a problem, you know, for these people.
Yeah.
Oh man. And another thing you said about at least the people voting for Trump were at least patriots. You know, even if they can't see what's going on, at least they had some sort of patriotic tendencies, which is why he was voted in the first place, which I said years ago, you know. Okay, so also,
Hold your thoughts there for a moment, Maleficus, because Shield Maiden, being the great secretary that she is, has sent me a link, and I've just downloaded this so I can normalize it. Donald Trump nearly casually, I think it says, of remarks about incest with daughter. Let's have a quick listen to this because I'm okay, interested to hear this.
Hey, so Donald, all right, I'm afraid to ask this question, but what would you do, Playboy put Ivanka on the cover of the magazine, and she had not...
This is going to be an interesting answer.
He doesn't even want you to have a drink. I know him, so...
It would be really disappointing. Not really. But it would depend on what was inside the magazine.
She posed, it would be fine. But if they put her picture on...
Yeah, but it depends on what goes inside the magazine.
Well, see,
inside
that's her gripe. Right. That's right. This girl's gripe. Right. Mm-hmm. People assume nothing. There'll be nude photos.
Right, you do assume that with Playboy.
Okay,
but if there weren't, Playboy... you wouldn't have an issue with it then. If they were using her to...
I don't think Ivanka would do that inside the magazine, although she does have a very nice figure. I've said that if Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her. You know?
Stop it!
Oh, yeah.
It's so weird! Stop
You know
it.
What? You are sick!
Know, yeah. Isn't it terrible?
Yeah, yeah. That's... If she wasn't my daughter, I'd be dating her. What the fuck?
What the fuck? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you, mates. Thank you. I feel vindicated already.
Yeah, yeah, that's... Yeah,
fucking... What a freak.
That's all kinds freak. Of fucking... You know, okay, so this is what disappoints me. I won't use names. There's been a few people now that have said that God sent Trump to become a leader. I can tell because Trump's this. And I'm saying, no, God didn't send Trump, right? It's just been made to look that way. Perhaps he might be the next blue beam antichrist, for the lack of a better way. And that proves beyond doubt. So how can these Christians, so-called Christians, be saying to me, this angers me, to know, after hearing that, this really angers me. How can these Christians, these so-called Christians, be saying, he's a gift sent from God when he just said what he fucking said? That if she wasn't my daughter, I'd be dating her. That's fucked up, dude. If that's a gift sent from God, then God needs to go fuck himself. Plain and simply, that's disgusting. I was not aware of this. I don't know how I missed this.
Or fuck his daughter. God needs to either go fuck himself or fuck his daughter. If you know,
if that's what
the
they believe.
Behave.
Yep. Absolutely. No. Like. Oh, apologies, Maleficus. I'd never heard that before. I'd never heard that.
Well, I mean, apologies to any Christians because what I've just said is exceptionally blasphemous, and I don't mean that on that level. So,
if they believe that he's sent by God as a gift, then I'm absolutely blasphemous. You know,
blasphemous.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a new word for the Urban Dictionary. I like that.
you just squeeze fuck in the middle of everything, and it works.
Blasphemous.
You know, that's the thing though. If they believe that he's a good person, if a Christian believes that he's a good person after that, then I'm absolutely blasphemous. You know, God can go fuck himself if that's what Christians really believe. If that's what God gets these fellow Christians to believe. If that's what Christ gets his fellow Christians to believe, then they're no fucking friend of mine. But that's borderline molestation. That means that he's obviously had thoughts about his daughter as she's grown older. Because he said, I've always thought that if she wasn't my daughter, I'd be dating her. that, like, always thought, really?
Like I say, you can be put on the spot and say the wrong thing, but that's crossing the line a bit, isn't it?
Well, really? That's not just saying the wrong thing. He's contemplated it. Oh, Jesus. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know about you. Well, I do know about you. You and I don't think of our daughters that way. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, we don't look at our kids that way and think that way. I can easily say that,
let me just underline that by saying there better be no man on this planet that looks at my daughter and thinks that way.
you know what? I've got a quick story to tell. There was a dude at one stage that he recorded a phone call between him and a girl that he was trying to cotton on to, that he was trying to get into bed with. And the things that he said were ungodly. Like, he was saying, I'll get you into bed and I'll beep, 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 beep you, and I'll beep, beep, beep. Even I have limits, right? And I was sort of thinking, what the fuck? I said, is this how you really spoke to her? And he's like, yeah, man. He goes, it turns them on. Yeah, it was, oh, yeah. And I got laid, rah, rah, rah. And I said, it shows you the quality of you and it shows you the quality of her. I said, if I found out that any person, any man spoke to my daughter that way, I said, even in the privacy of their own home, he'd be buried in a shallow grave up by the fucking lake. I said, that is disgusting. Holy God. Yeah, no, not
my... Don't contaminate the waterways, old boy.
Yeah.
Especially not with that kind of filth.
Oh, yeah, I know. No, yeah, no. Yeah. I wholeheartedly agree with what you were saying. No, anyone speaks to my daughter that way, and I found out about it, I caught wind of it, that'd be it. That would be the deal done, you know? Shit. Yep.
Sorry, I didn't mean to fucking light your fuse there, bud. Sorry.
No, the Trump thing lit my fuse. You know what lit me fuse more is that I missed that somewhere along the line. Because I always get emails that come in saying, Sean, look at this, look at that, look at this. So here I am saying, oh, I've never heard that. And I had my doubts that he would have even said such a thing. I thought it was like hearsay, and then I heard it, and I thought, and shit, I was doubting Maleficus out of all people. Now, that doesn't make me feel too good at all, but what makes me feel even worse is that this piece of shit said that, and there's Christians out there saying he's a gift sent from God. Fuck you! Like, he's not a gift sent from God when he's saying that shit. No way.
No, no. Well, anyway. Okay, so another point you brought up was that whatever happens in the States happens in Australia. And works its way around the world.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I would say that, you know, they're trying out different methods in different places around the world. Like I said last week, they're trying out these camps in New Zealand first. But it'll get implemented everywhere.
I've said that time and time again on TCTA back in like 2017. Yeah. I said, if something starts in Australia, it goes to America, and then it goes from America to the UK, rah, rah, rah. Something starts in America, it then goes to the UK, and then it comes to Australia. There's always little tidbits that start somewhere in, like, for instance, now we're all of a sudden apparently made this new vaccine for COVID over here in Australia, and that's going to spread throughout the world. That's sort of theory. And when they're creating some sort of mandate or something like that that's in Australia, it might then go to the UK or New Zealand first, but then it spreads. It's like white Western civilized worlds all scratch each other's backs somewhere along the line.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so... you know, I mean, obviously, this whole result worries me slightly. Although, I mean, I knew it was going to be a bad result no matter which way it went. But with this whole sort of Brexit charade we've got over here, we were looking to the US for certain trade deals and yada yada yada, whatever. I mean, it's the same fucking wallet pulling the strings anyway. So I guess to that extent, it doesn't really make any difference. But this result is a prime example of how the narrative can be controlled and that the people will just lap it up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Maid said she thought, you know, we might at least have a few more years. But I think everyone is a bit shocked. But that's the reality of it, you know?
It's the way it happens every time. If you take a look at what happened during the Great... back before the Great Depression. The Great Depression was nowhere to be seen, and then... bam, all of a sudden it was there on the doorstep. it's like everything starts to happen and people stand around saying, yeah, it's happening, and they're scratching their testes and they're scratching their butt cheeks and it's going to happen one day, rah, rah, rah. And then all of a sudden it just comes out of nowhere and it's there, and then they go, holy fuck, I knew it was going to happen, but I didn't realize it was going to get here like that. And this is no different. It's just slapped us in the head.
Well, it's like, it brings me back to what I said about Alexander Solzhenitsyn when, you know, he was locked up. And there's all these people in the prison around him saying about the, we call the Bolshevik Revolution, saying, you know, why didn't we do more when we had the chance?
Yeah.
And instead, like you say, people are sat around scratching their fucking scrotums.
Yeah.
And going, oh, well, you know, someone else will deal with it. Someone else will be, we'll vote someone else in and they'll take it back for us. No.
You're exactly right. That's exactly what it's all about. It's about somebody will come and save us from ourselves. And it's like,
yeah,
no.
But this is what I'm saying. I will reiterate, as I said at the very beginning of this segment, you know, we have to take this back for ourselves. Nobody is going to do it for us.
Yep.
You know, get some solidarity in your fucking neighborhood, because if you don't, when they come round with these fucking forced vaccinations, you need like 50, 60 people turning up on your door on your behalf saying, you're not fucking going anywhere near that family.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I need that.
Yeah.
And so does the person next door to me. And fuck me, I will help them out.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah. one thing I did note down is that you said you'd like to pimp a Rothschild for some money.
Yeah, put him on King's Cross. Put him on King's Cross and pimp the little bitch out. Yeah, there on the right red light district. Yeah, getting to
I
work.
I don't think there'd be many takers, mate. I think most people would. You wouldn't get him pimped out for sex. You'd probably get him pimped out just so that people could have a pop. You know?
I don't know if you're convinced. I think if you're convinced enough Abbos of what they've actually done to the world, including to the Abbos themselves, you might find a few takers.
Yeah. Well, I just think, mate, bring back the stocks for all these guys.
Yeah, same here.
Bring back the stocks and just, you know, we've got plenty of rotten fruit, stones, whatever.
Yep.
You know, bring back the stocks for all these cunts. Every fucking member of parliament that's fucked us up the ass, all of them.
Yep.
They all need. We need a massive town square just full of stocks.
Yeah.
On many levels. You know, in fact, maybe we could occupy like some large multi-story car parks and stuff. You know, that would be ideal use for them.
Well, use the stocks for a while and then just short drop and a sudden stop. They need to be trialed
well, no,
and
just
hung.
Leave them there. You know, they can either eat. They can either hope that people get the rotten fruit somewhere near their mouths, or they can just fucking starve to death, as far as I'm concerned. You know, it's like I said to you the
I
other
reckon
week,
just get them. I reckon, look, stop. They themselves said, look, stop overpopulation. Okay, we'll start with them. So
yeah, we'll start
with the stocks. You throw rotten fruit at them for a few days, then short drop, sudden stop. First you trial them, you give them a fair trial, and then once they're found guilty, and they will be, you give them the short drop, sudden stop. Just hang the bastards, get rid of them, bury them in a shallow ditch somewhere, and let the animals do the rest. Fuck them.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, so I think I'm kind of coming close to the end of my notes, mate, but Blood Diamond.
Yeah.
Blood Diamond's the film. Very interesting that you guys brought that up. At the beginning of the introduction to my granddad's book, one of the questions he wanted to know, written in 1954, people, why did honest Tommy Atkins have to be compelled to fight the peaceful Boer farmers and enable an international diamond syndicate to gain control of the South African mines?
Right.
That's one of the first questions he wanted answered. 1954. You know, and my granddad actually fought in the Boer War. He was 20 years old and he was out there fighting. He got wounded while he was over there.
Yep.
So that was an interesting thing. Macaulay Culkin. Yeah, what a cunt.
Yeah.
You know, coming forward at a later date when everyone else has been fucked. He was the guy that shed light on that poor Heather O'Rourke, you know, the girl from Poltergeist who died mysteriously.
Yeah, she didn't die as mysteriously as what they think. I looked right into that for about 2 months to see what I could dig up. And no, she did actually have a disease that was fucking with her heart. And in the end, she had heart failure. Again, like I try to prove theories right, not wrong. And then if I can't prove them right, then I know there's something up. No, it does seem like she died authentically. You know, she had a heart condition due to the disease she had, and she just unfortunately passed. But
okay, so this brings up a really important question then that, that a lot of people are overlooking, and that is, why are they allowing this information out there? You know, unlike with the whole Epstein thing, they're allowed, make no mistake, if they wanted that covered up, it would be covered up.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. They're allowing this information out there because they are normalizing it for people.
Of course they are. Like, they're trying to normalize pedophilia with toddlers and tiaras. You know, you've got
big muscle man,
that is getting stepped on by this little girl that's wearing something that an adult shouldn't even be wearing. And they've got little girls twerking, which is a dance that not even adults should be doing. It's gross.
Yeah, well, Hollywood and pedos. Did you look at the Golden Globes Awards from last year that I sent you?
I don't think so.
Okay, it had a British comedian over there, and he's hosted it, I think it was his fifth year hosting it. He's very deadpan, the way he delivers.
Oh,
stuff.
Yes, I did watch this. This is the one where he actually threw it right in the face of the whole audience.
But this
there.
Is scripted. But this is scripted. This is the point. Anyone that hasn't looked at it, go and look at Ricky Gervais's Golden Globes. Someone stitched all his parts together. And he goes on about Epstein. And not Epstein. He goes on about, who was the other twat from Hollywood?
Weinstein.
Who was molesting everyone. Yeah, Weinstein. They're all Steens, aren't they?
Yeah.
But, you know, he was saying, you know, will you guys work with him? Everyone's sort of wincing at his jokes. And he's like, well, you guys work with him, you know?
He got more laughs than I expected, you know?
Like, yeah. But that shows the duplicity of it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. Yeah.
Anyone that hasn't watched that and they want to see how blatant Hollywood are about their own paedophilia, go and fucking look at Ricky Gervais's, because this is Ricky Gervais's Golden Globes 2019, was it? I think it was. Very deadpan, delivers some fucking really shocking jokes, and most of the audience are laughing. There's some nervous-looking people, like Tom Hanks is looking a bit nervous, but then, you know, the word has it that he took the Lolita Express. I don't know that for sure, but, you know, that's what's been said. He's on the list anyway.
Funny because Maiden was talking about that as well, you know, how we'd be surprised on just how many actors are involved in this. And you look at Tom Hanks and you think he's that innocent because he played things like Forrest Gump and everything that makes you, pulls at your heartstrings. But let's look at that for a second. Years and years ago, he played in a movie called Big. Now, what that was about, for those of you who don't know, ladies and gentlemen, is he makes a wish at this festival, or he doesn't even make a wish. He wins a token or something like that. It's been years since I've seen it. And it ends up, he turns from a wee boy into a man overnight. Mm-hmm. So he goes to bed a little boy that looks about probably 10 years of age, and then wakes up and he's in a man's body. And they have him doing things like looking down at himself as if like, holy shit, that thing's big. You know, he's talking about like thinking of his penis. And then he ends up with a girl and he ends up having sex with this girl. So now really in hindsight, you're dealing with a wee boy, a 9-year old boy having sex with a grown woman. And then all of a sudden at the end of the film, he turns back to a boy and he's looking at her and she's looking at him as if they love each other in a really intimate fashion, which was all kinds of weird to me. Then he plays Forrest Gump. Now he's playing a boy in a man's body. He's retarded and he's playing a boy in a man's body. So then he has sex with the girl, the grown woman, and has a baby to her. He's playing parts that are pedophilic in themselves. They are, it's a pedophilia message in itself to think that he can stand there and, you know, 1 minute he's such a retard that he's like, it's run, Forrest! And this kid's running like a fucking retard. But then later on he's sitting there as if like, I know what love is. And I'm thinking, Jesus Christ, you really know what love is? You're fucking retarded. You don't get shit. You know, no, There's a lot to say about these actors. Why do they pick the parts that they play? What do they see? Didn't he realize that when he played the part in Big, that it is playing a part of pedophilia, where this woman has sex with a 19-year-old boy in a man's body?
Yeah, and it was such a hit, that film.
It really was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, when I first watched it, I didn't know any different. When I watched it as a kid, I didn't know any different. But then as I got older, I thought, hold on a second, there's something fucking wrong with Forrest Gump.
Yeah, there's odd connotations to this, isn't there? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, during Ricky Gervais's very, very deadpan but hard-hitting jokes that he made, you know, Tom Hanks is there looking like quite uncomfortable. Actually, and he made the joke about the fact that one of Leonardo DiCaprio's films was so long that when he went to the premiere, by the time the film had finished, the girlfriend he took with him was too old for him. You know,
yeah.
And Leonardo DiCaprio's there laughing. So, and the point I'm trying to make is that Ricky Gervais's script would have been okayed by someone. He didn't just write it, turn up to the Golden Globe Awards and say, yeah, I've got all my stuff ready. Someone would have checked his script, yeah?
I don't know. I can't answer that because I've never looked into whether they okay something or not, because there's been some past Golden Globes where there was some real scripts frowned upon. So,
Oy vey, shut it down. It would have been fucking shut down. There's no way.
No,
it's a bit like Steve Martin's thing where... Steve Martin did the Golden Globes or the Oscars or something one year, and he's there going on about Inglourious Basterds, and he's talking about the actor that played the Jew Hunter.
Yeah,
and he said Christoph so and so played a Nazi who was obsessed with hunting for Jews, and the camera pans to this Christoph chap, and then it pans back to fucking Steve Martin, and he said, "Well, Christoph." The mother load, and spreads his arms out to the room, and there's a huge eruption with laughter. They fucking know the score. It's like this Borat film, this Borat 2.
You know what? I could not get through the full Borat movie. It was fucking filth.
Well, the fucking second one, even my missus, who takes everything with a pinch of salt, she's, like I've said before on the broadcast, she keeps my feet on the ground because there's some shit, you know, I just want to bury my head in the sand, you know, let me just enjoy my life. And I have to accept that because my line of thinking is not for everyone.
I can understand where she's coming from. See, I'll tell you why. It's because you're saying shit to me now that I don't fucking understand, because I don't watch the global awards. I don't watch television. I don't watch I've got a very, very, very slim thing of movies, a very small amount of movies that I pick and choose. I just don't understand it. So when you're saying this sort of shit, like, oh no, it has to be checked before they can read stuff off. I don't know. I mean, I've seen some pretty out there fucking scripts read up there and nothing was said. So, you know, I mean, I can't know either way. I don't watch this shit. It's a waste of time.
I don't either. I don't watch it. That Ricky Gervais thing was put in front of me because it was so blatant about...
Well, that's how I watched that particular one, yeah, because it was put in front of me. But other than that, I don't go out of my way for that shit, you know?
I agree. This brings me to another bullet point of yours.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, you're talking about the movies that you watch. As I've said to you before, I no longer do any fiction. None whatsoever.
Yeah.
The only fiction I even listen to is either The Simpsons while I'm having dinner, because that's when we all sit down and it's always around that time in the evening, or when I get into work, you know, get in the car to go to work and I turn on BBC Radio 4 and listen to the news in the morning. That's the only fucking fiction I do. I refuse. And my mate said to me the other day, he said, do you know what? He said, I know why you don't watch, you know, any Hollywood and shit. He said, I understand it. I get it now. You know?
Yeah.
So,
you know, here's the thing, though. It can depend on how what you look at as fiction. If you take a look at George A. Romero's Land of the Dead, I call that nonfiction. I'll tell you why. It's because he's hit the nail on the fucking head. The zombies...
Well, you're saying about you were saying about, to add weight to your words there, you were saying about They Live.
Yeah, yeah. Like, the zombies in Land of the Dead, and it's very similar to They Live, except for the fact in They Live, you're more seeing the zombies as the people that rule. They're like a diseased thing that he can see. But with Land of the Dead, the zombies are actually those sheeple that bought up all the bullshit and turned into dead people, dead walkers. They're just dumb shits that deserve what they got. And that's why they ended up zombies, you know. But, and then you had the middle class that was trying to get away from everything and starting their own communities. Then you had the high class, which was Kaufman. Kaufman was at the top of the building and he's like the Jews. So
yeah.
Romero basically made this film just as Tolkien made Lord of the Rings and a carpenter made They Live. Romero knows exactly what's going on. I mean, he grew up in the shit pit known as Pittsburgh. He knows exactly what's going on. And when I watch those films, I see it as non-fiction. I don't see that as fiction. What he's doing is he's got a non-fiction story in a fictional theme, basically. A fictional stage, if you will.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I get it. I know what you mean. He's using the fictional stage to put across a valid point and a real point.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, you were saying about how the They Live guy denied the reason that he wrote it, or denied realizing.
Yeah.
And this is because people want to hang on to their fucking careers. It's like Chris Rea. Chris Rea wrote the song.
Yeah, but can I cut you off? Can I be so rude to cut you off again? Listen, how far do we go? What lines do we start crossing before we, you know what? Okay, they don't want to lose their career. But how far do they want to fucking go before they finally realize that they've got to stand up and do something for Western civilization?
Totally. You know? I am totally on, I'm on board with that. I'm totally on board with that.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris Rea, the lyrics in some of the lyrics in Chris Rea's Road to Hell, all the roads are jammed with credit. There's nothing you can do. It's all just bits of paper flying away from you.
Mm.
Come on. He knows exactly what he's going on.
Yeah, about, he does. Yeah.
You know? Yet when he was questioned about it on some fucking talk show years ago, he was like, oh, I was just angry and stuck in a traffic jam.
Yeah.
When I wrote it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, fucking no way.
But the funny thing to me is when they make millions of dollars and they can retire on those millions, which then allows them. It's the same with Mel Gibson. He fucking disappointed me because he had the millions and millions and millions of dollars not to apologize to those kikes. He didn't have to do any more movies again. See, the argument was from so many of the patriotic communities. Well, he just wants to save his career, Sean. He wants to save his career. He doesn't want to get fired so he can keep making money. I said, why? He's a multi-million dollar man. He does. Yep. He can retire and go and live in motels all over the world for the rest of his fucking life. The most prestigious of hotels around the world. Why does he need to bow down and start sucking Jew dick again just because he doesn't want to lose his fucking career? When he's made the millions.
Yeah, he's better off than any of us can hope to be, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you give me $5 million, right? He's got literally multi-millions. You just give me a small $5 million. Hell, give me two. And I'll be happy as Larry for the rest of my fucking life. So why would he have needed to bow down to the Jew? He didn't. He could have used those millions to start radio stations of his own, private radio stations, to spread the message, and he still would have been sitting pretty fucking big time. He doesn't need to go back to make more fucking money. See, I call bullshit every time someone says, oh, they want to keep the careers. Well, fuck them.
It's not bullshit. They do genuinely want to keep their careers. It's just, you know, they're letting us all down when they do it.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's my point. Yep.
Yeah.
No, I know. It shits me to no end.
Okay, so the last couple of bullet points. You mentioned about the Hitler parody. That's fucking hilarious. People should watch that. I've also sent you
can you drop me that link, by the way? Can you please drop me that link? Because that'll save me a task.
It's still in the Skype chain, I think.
Oh, so, good, good.
I've also dropped a couple of other things in there. There's one of the comments that was made during that thing, Biden comments about him going on about kids jumping up and down on his lap and stroking his hairy legs and shit like that. So that's there's a link there as well. Mm. And also, that I don't know how long ago it was done. I mean, he's been dead a while, but Robin Williams did a sketch, a very brief sketch on Rambling Joe Biden, saying how there's still comedy in the world, you know?
Yeah, you actually sent me a link to that, if I'm not mistaken.
I've sent it to you about 20 past 11 my time.
Okay, yeah, that's no problem. What I can do is I can actually download those, and we can play them briefly, depending on how long they go.
They're very short clips. The Robin Williams one is about 37 seconds, and I think the other one is about a minute and a bit, something like that. The other thing that Maids was saying and you were saying about was cash or lack of cash going on airlines, and it's cashless airlines and stuff. They're bringing this incrementally. Like since all this pandemic shit started over here, they've upped the amount you can spend on a contactless card now.
Right.
So it used to be 20 quid. Then at the beginning of the lockdown, it went up to 30 quid, and now it's up to 45 quid. So they're just slowly, slowly getting people used to the fact that they don't need to use cash ever.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And let's not forget that they're worrying about, you know, everyone's worrying about the COVID and how it transfers by you touching money and stuff. Yeah, you're helping your immune system, people. Fucking get real, you know. And that's another thing, you know, these people wearing masks while in front of their little baby so the baby can't fucking even recognize their parents.
Yeah.
You know? While you're breathing over your kid, you're helping its immune system.
That's right.
Yeah. It makes me so so fucking angry when I left the shop earlier. And also, last bullet point. In Maid's defense, mate, I only ever put about a quarter of a tank of fuel in my car. So she's got me thinking.
Yeah, no, but if you actually listen to what I said, right. She said, make sure your gas tank's full. And I said, no, we're going to make sure it's empty. So I wasn't talking about those that have it half full.
Yeah, I know. But I was just thinking, yeah, she's right. Actually, I ought to keep it topped up because you never know. You never know what shit's going.
Yeah. No, look, yeah, it's true.
Just put in like 10 times.
She's absolutely.
So in her defense, she's. Yeah.
She's absolutely right.
I was exactly the sort of person she was mentioning.
Yeah, she's absolutely right, but that's my way of reeling her in. You know, every now and then I say certain things, like when I gave her the joke, I was like, well, Maiden, you're 104 and I'm only 45. Straight away, you heard in her voice, she was like, you're like, fuck you, Shawnee. Yeah.
You told me I was 50 last time we were on this. Yeah. You're fucking older than me as well, you cunt.
You've got to have fun. You've got to have fun. All right. What I want to do now, Maleficus, is play this clip with it's where John Percent. Now, I don't know how much you've heard about John Percent. He used to be a broadcaster in his own right on the network. Then he took his leave, but he still joined me occasionally. And we
I've heard
talk
you on with him, or heard him on with you a couple of times, I think. So
right, yeah, okay. So yeah. So you're somewhat familiar with him. Well, he sent me just a small link and said, "Hey, have a listen to this from 45 past the hour." So what I've done is I've taken a snippet out of what he had to say, and I think that he has been hitting the nail on the head. I was talking to Robert Ravolt just briefly yesterday. And I was talking to John Percent briefly yesterday, and we all came to the agreement that John Percent is probably exactly right about what he's saying here. So what I want to do is I want to get to playing this, and then we can comment accordingly. So get your notebooks ready, ladies and gentlemen. Let's have
Okey-dokey.
A look.
Okie dokie. Okay, I will mute myself and go and grab myself another beer while this is playing, because I can take my headphones with me.
Oh, there we go. There we go. All right, yeah. I'll start it now.
I think whoever runs this place... They're trying to decide how to present the final act. That's what they're doing. Okay, how do we do this without everything hitting the fan?
Well, no, but then if the goal is civil unrest and to have riots in 200 cities, they have to pay for that. So they're moving the money into place and they're buying time. You got to remember something too, the COVID. Again, like you mentioned it, the World Economic Forum, the Great Reset. That's what the COVID pandemic was for. To buy time for the for the Great Reset. Well, now this election is, they're just buying more time. So what you're going to do, what makes sense to me, and I called John Moore this morning. I'm a third shift guy now, by the way. I work 12:30 to 8:30 in the morning. So I called John Moore in the end of my shift. Yeah. But what they're going to do is, why not give Nevada to Biden and then have the whole media tell the world Biden won, and then have Trump's lawyers just take it away by flipping Arizona or Michigan or Wisconsin. And you're just like taking a toy away from a child. This place will just get unhinged. The left will go apoplectic. And then the riots will be on, and you'll have your destabilization. The CIA is the one taking down the United States, and they're doing it just the way they've taken down every other country in the world. There is no way this – you and I know the spiritual decline of their country in the last 50 years. There's no way that 50% of the public wants to put a corpse in the White House. We're not that stupid. We're amoral. We worship money and material things, but we're not that stupid. There's no way it's 50-50. So this whole thing is a script.
Do you know who I really feel sorry for? Antifa and Black Lives Matter. They're staged in all these cities, and they're like, well, we really can't riot if Biden wins per se. Well, we'll just hang out. I mean, think about all the trucks that arrive with pallets of bricks, and now they can't throw them because it looks like Biden might win. But your scenario is the perfect scenario for order out of chaos.
Well, how about this? I mean, what does it take for a human being actually to pick up a brick, even if you put the pallet in front of them and throw it at another human being? That's far-fetched. And then you just brought something up, because I had a bone to pick with Mike Rivero. He kept saying BLM and Antifa used brown shirt tactics. He's not using the word brown shirts in the right context. When Trump wins the election, Trump's the one who's going to send out the brown shirts to put down his leftist enemies, because that's the proper context. You know, I mean, we're smarter than this. And again, they're going to announce who the president is when they're good and ready to announce who the president is. We have no say in the matter. And we're going to get our Great Reset, and who knows if they'll pull the money under the excuse of COVID and give us all digital, whatever. But, I mean, we're all
smarter than this. No one's paying attention to what... No one is paying attention to what's going on behind the veil. And what's going on behind the veil is that both Biden and Trump are in favor of the vaccine. Trump wants Operation Warp Speed. He's all for it, and so is Biden. And Biden wants a nationwide mask mandate. In January, the World Economic Forum, Davos, it's called the Great Reset, a worldwide currency, and guaranteeing everyone a set amount of money, a minimum livable, sustainable wage, and a reset of all assets across the United States.
And what did George Carlin say? The powers that be, what do they want? They want obedient workers. They don't want another American Revolution. They don't want us smart enough to figure out that what Biden did with Hunter and all the Chinese deals and the moving of the money and the Bobulinski and all that, you don't think Nancy Pelosi's done that? Chuck Schumer's done it? Mitch McConnell's done it. Lindsey Graham's done it. They've all done it.
Trump,
we all know they've done it. And
if Trump doesn't get reelected, Deutsche Bank is talking about calling in their loans. He personally guaranteed them. Deutsche Bank wants nothing to do with Trump. He's $300 to $400 million in the hole. They're going to foreclose on this guy and start taking his hotels. And then the Southern District of New York is going to have their way with him too. So the last thing Trump wants to do is lose this thing, because when he inadvertently dropped that he'd like to leave the country if he lost, that's so he doesn't face prosecution.
Well, how about Sheldon Adelson? Somebody mentioned that this morning. Sheldon Adelson gave the guy $250,000. Is he that stupid? What's his return on investment? There's no way Trump's going anywhere. You know?
So there we go, Maleficus. Yeah, there is no way Trump's going anywhere. And I think that John's onto something here when he says that, you know, he wrote to me not long after I'd been speaking to Robert Ravolt in chat, in Skype. And what happens is he said straight out, you know, if this thing goes through in January where Trump wins, there's going to be riots of the likes we've never fucking seen. And I said, you're damn right there are, because all of a sudden you take a look at Black Lives Matter just as a small example. Black Lives Matter... thinking, yes, we got rid of Trump. Yeah, fuck Trump, rah, rah, rah. Then all of a sudden,
if Trump wins in January due to the recount or for whatever reason, they're going to be like, burn that shit down, motherfucker. That's what's going to happen. Yeah.
They are. I mean, it made me laugh. It actually made me laugh out loud. Good job I'd muted. Made me laugh out loud when he said, I feel sorry for Antifa and BLM, because they're all sort of sat around twiddling their thumbs now going, oh, yeah, well, we'll just hang out, yeah?
Yeah, we didn't get to throw any bricks. By the way, when I'm playing clips, often I mute anyway, so just in case anybody does start to laugh. Like, it depends. It depends on the clip. If it's a really funny one and we need to laugh at it, I leave it unmuted. But
well, that was that good old John Percent. That was a funny comment on his behalf.
Yeah, I loved how he said. I loved how he said. You know, they didn't really want to put a corpse in.
Yeah, I've written that down. A corpse in the White House. But you're right, aren't you? You're fucking right.
Yeah.
Well, he's right, should I say?
He's right.
He is. He's a walking corpse. He's as good as. You know, we all know. We all know that.
Dead man walking.
The actual candidate is Kamala Harris.
Yeah, of course. That's exactly what this is about. Biden doesn't know it because he's too demented. he's too demented.
He's catastrophically demented. I mean, really, I'm not being funny. I've worked with dementia patients which have got more fucking faculties than that.
There you go. Yep. Yeah,
I have, genuinely.
Yeah, I have. I have as well in the past. There was a gentleman I was looking after that had the same form of thing going on. Hey, let's have a listen to this quick one that you sent me here. Robin Williams on Joe Biden. This should be interesting. I haven't heard this, so this should be interesting.
We still have comedy, though. We still have great comedy out there. There's always rambling Joe Biden. What the fuck? Joe says shit that even people with Tourette's go, no. No. What is going on? Joe is like your uncle who's on a new drug and hasn't got the dosage right.
Not wrong.
I'm proud to work with Barack America. He's not a superhero, you idiot. Come here. When FDR was on television, there was no TV back then. Come here, Joe. Sit down.
I was just saying to maids, actually, Maleficus, that no, I think he was demented a long time ago. And obviously he was, because Robin Williams has been dead for quite some time. And
he hit the nail on the head, though, didn't he?
Yeah,
he's like
did.
Your uncle who's on a new drug and they haven't quite got the dosage right.
Let's have a listen to this one, another one that you sent me. Geez, that's a quiet clip.
Proudly for your dad, first African-American state senator in the state of Delaware. Everything about... And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so Jesus. It was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure
and
you
I've
did.
And I've loved kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Jesus Christ. There you go. Yeah, of course you do. You fucking pedo.
This guy's been voted. I don't believe that the American populace. I'm sorry. I cannot believe that the American populace are that stupid that they would have like voted this guy in. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got like I say, they are playing their part. And like John Percent has just said, they are setting the stage.
Yeah, well, they've already set the stage. The stage has been set for quite some time, but now they're actually acting on it. Yeah. No doubt
and
about it.
And he also said something that I picked up on, that both of these people are for the vaccine. You know?
Yeah, no, they're both pro-vaccine. They are absolutely...
So whatever you've got on the table, it's still vaccine.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's right. It's still pro-vaccine. This is what, you know, pretty much in some ways, two cheeks of the same ass. You know, they're both going to suck Israel's dick. Obviously, both of them are pedos in some way, shape or form. I mean, for him to say what he said about his daughter. Okay, let's take the word pedo out and just say ancestral, shall we? Because that's not a comment that I would have ever thought about my daughter, let alone said it.
So,
well, just plain fucking weird. Just plain fucking weird.
Yeah.
I mean, forget pedo, forget incestual, forget. It's just plain weird to come out with a statement like that.
It's not a stable mind to be running a fucking country.
No, exactly. Yeah. And this is the whole point, isn't it?
Yeah.
The whole point is that this is just, again, I come back to the fact that this is just normalizing shit in people's minds.
Of course it is. Toddlers and tiaras all the way. All right.
Yeah.
So I've got something here, an email from a listener. The gentleman that gets in to the chat room, as you know, Maleficus, by the name of John.
Yeah.
He sent me a quite a comedic email. He said that he come across a text, if I'm not mistaken, a text that was written to the ridiculousness of COVID. So what he did is he wanted to add to it, but instead he ended up rewriting the entire thing for himself. And I said, "Can I read this out on air?" And he said, "Yes, you can go for it. Just do it."
Great, hit me with it.
Yeah. So what happens
is he's got away with words, this chap.
He's done well. Have a listen to this. COVID-19 is a truly amazing virus, one which has apparently cured seasonal influenza, measles, heart disease, tuberculosis, cancer, and most other diseases, and also abolished death from natural causes and even accidents. It appears to be highly intelligent and very selective, extremely virulent in churches, schools, restaurants, gyms, bars/clubs, and at social gatherings in private homes, yet seemingly has no effect on the thousands of employees who work at Walmart, Target, Kmart, Home Depot, Amazon warehouses, etc., and especially liquor stores. The virus can also live on any surface, except for anything shipped in the mail by Amazon, despite that the virus can travel distances of up to 6 feet, but not beyond 6.1 inches. 6'1", right? Many public parks and beaches nevertheless remain restricted as a necessary precaution against any possible spread of infection. The halls of the US Congress, Senate, national parliaments, and most other hubs of government power around the world also seem to be largely unaffected by the deadly disease. The virus seems to mainly target small independent mom-and-pop stores, or mom-and-pop businesses, rather. Restaurants, yeah. Barbershops, salons, and such, which generally see far fewer customers than their corporate big-box counterparts. It also has ravaged the food supply chain, caused the closing of farms, meatpacking, and food processing plants, and forced farmers and other food producers to lay off workers and discard their harvest in record time across America, while leaving the employees of large supermarket chains virtually unaffected. Utility workers hastily and covertly installing 5G transmitters in schools and throughout neighborhoods during the lockdowns also appear to possess a peculiar immunity, but would probably still need to be locked down and vaccinated at some point after the installations are complete. Also, mandating the wearing of cloth or paper masks to prevent too much oxygen from entering people's bodies and affecting their brains, spraying beaches and streets with bleach and other noxious chemicals, while also dumping various other toxic airborne chemicals from planes over densely populated areas, are all thought to be prudent and necessary measures to protect the health of the general population, especially those already suffering from acute respiratory problems. But surprisingly, police uniforms apparently may hold some hope for a cure for the virus. Evidently, no social distancing nor even masks are necessary for those wearing police uniforms. Coincidentally, the large crowds of unmasked BLM and Antifa rioters and looters who often clash with them also seem to be strangely immune. Though it is generally not known to target children, arbitrary schools, school closures and social distancing policies have nevertheless been mandated in many areas as necessary precautions against the deadly threat. Although animals were not initially thought to be in any danger, the president of Tasmania recently discovered that goats, fruits, and even motor oil can test positive for the dreaded virus, as can unused COVID test swabs submitted to labs in the United States. In other words, virtually anything might be contaminated.
In an effort to further inform and educate the public about the severity of the crisis, hospitals and local news media in some areas, especially in New York, have teamed up to stage and film fake corporate media events using training mannequins and hordes of crisis actors portraying sick and dying victims for an avalanche of mainstream news clips showing overworked hero doctors and nurses courageously battling this terrible but invisible enemy, one that can never be definitively identified or fully eradicated and always lurking in the shadows, much like the imagined Muslim boogeyman in the War of Terror, which our news media had so often warned us about before the emergence of this new menace. Excuse me one moment. A sophisticated cosmopolitan virus, it seems especially prevalent in the New York City area. There appears to exist the less lethal celebrity and politician strains, and then a much more common, highly deadly strain, which devastates much of the general populace in certain areas of the world, as seen in New York, Italy, and elsewhere. Even more amazing, in Sweden, one can freely mingle unprotected with others, shake hands, even hug grandchildren, and remain healthily and unaffected while the while the UK, German, and French strains forbid this. In India alone, the deadly virus has managed to force 1.3 billion people into lockdown in their homes indefinitely after decimating a horrifying 0.008% of their population within a short few months. Australia has imposed some of the most severe lockdown policies and barbarous police state tactics, having recorded a staggering 904 deaths so far, an absolutely astonishing 0.003% of their total population. New Zealand too, with an alarming 25 deaths, an unthinkable 0.0005% of their population, has simply had no other choice but to adopt equally draconian measures to protect its citizenry from the threat of infection. As the dreaded virus is thought to become much more active at night, strict curfews have been imposed in several countries in a valiant and noble effort to curb the spread. Meanwhile, despite no lockdowns or quarantines imposed in very crowded Japan, right next door to China, and with many thousands of Chinese tourists, life continues as usual with very few reported cases or deaths. One might be inclined to wonder whether the Japanese people possess some sort of natural immunity until we find a similar situation in Uruguay, where, just as in Sweden, there have been no lockdowns or quarantines, yet again, very few supposed COVID deaths, while neighbouring Argentina inexplicably remains under very harsh and strict lockdown conditions. But every single loss of life from this virus is tragic, therefore pushing 150 to 500 million people into starvation worldwide and turning many countries into brutally oppressive police states which shut down businesses, destroying people's livelihoods along with the global economy, force innocent people from their homes, traumatize children and beat the jail selfish and beat and jail selfish, irresponsible and disruptive dissenters who actually have the audacity to dare to speak out against tyranny and in defense of human freedom is a necessary price to pay to combat a virus which kills but a fraction of 1% of the global population and which has a 99.9% recovery rate. Experts have pointed out that this seasonal virus could easily be defeated by forever abolishing untraceable cash money. All small independent farms and businesses, families, individual privacy and liberty, and nearly every natural human right. The possibility that we all may have been infected by now through asymptomatic means, that anyone could potentially pose a danger, whether testing negative or positive, and our natural antibodies may or may not provide immunity, depending on geographic location and the level of corruption of government officials and media in any given area. Therefore, Most public health officials agree that only a comprehensive government-funded and globally mandated contact tracing and involuntary detainment and isolation program, along with an untested experimental DNA-altering nanotech vaccine can... vaccine can possibly save humanity by force vaccinating billions of people against their will every single year for a constantly mutating virus, the particular strain of which has long since passed. Remember, we are all in this together, so please be responsible and take care not to spread dangerous misinformation, which challenges or disputes the official narrative, disrupts the New World Order plans to enslave humanity, promotes human freedom and other such nonsense, or threatens the power which our tyrannical oppressors currently enjoy. After all, dissemination of any information is best left to the trusted official experts such as Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, the WHO, the CDC, the Rockefeller Foundation, the World Economic Forum, and the professionals over at CNN, MSNBC, CBS, Google, Twitter, Facebook, and all of the other very reliable corporate media outlets and their seasoned, highly trained journalists around the world whom we can be assured are working tirelessly to keep us all safe from this very grave threat to humanity. So there we go. I've just got to quickly comment on this bit here. Where he said in the last paragraph, remember, we are all in this together, so please be responsible and take care not to spread dangerous misinformation. So it's not about spreading a dangerous flu, it's about spreading dangerous misinformation. He's absolutely right. You know, the biggest threat here is the spread of dangerous misinformation. What we should be doing is spreading the flu so that we become immune to it.
Do you know what, John? You should have a fucking show of your own.
Absolutely.
That was so well put together. I mean, I'm not being funny. You could just leave that on loop.
Yeah.
on your broadcast, that would get most of the message across. John, yeah. You're a fucking genius, dude. And honestly, give that man a cigar. Totally. The public are the ones allowing this to happen. I think what John is saying there is that, you know, what he's reiterating through all that, and every single point in that statement was valid, absolutely yep. valid. What he's reiterating is the fact that the public are allowing this to happen.
That's
the
right.
fact that there is no cohesion, there is no solidarity, there is no community. We, as a a non-community, are allowing this to happen. The public are doing it to themselves, and I totally agree with every statement he's made in that. Other than, I'm not sure about the DNA changing virus thing, the DNA changing vaccine thing. I'm not sure about that.
I'm positive of it because I researched vaccines most of my young life and I'm positive it changes DNA. When they start fucking with your genetics and your DNA by inserting like monkey DNA and monkey viruses and stuff like that, it fucking changes your DNA. I made a documentary on it. It's called Vaccines Up Close and Personal. I will send it to you, Maleficus. I will not put it on the website because I'm going to redo it. Because the presentation of it was not good at the time. I was going through a nasty breakup. I'd lost a lot of weight. I looked fucking zombie-like. And I don't like that idea. I want to present it properly. So I'm going to be redoing it with new information and everything like that. It's a 2.5-hour documentary. And it will really enlighten you to what happens to your DNA and your genetics when they start introducing all of this. Like chicken, egg, monkey DNA, all of that sort of shit. It fucks with your genetics through and through.
Okay, well, I stand corrected on that point. Then if that's the case, John, you've hit the fucking nail on every fucking head. That's such a brilliant little bit. Can you send me, I hope John doesn't mind, but can you send me that email or just that section of text.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't think he would care at all. I'll just cut out the bit what his email address is unless he wants me to give it to you. He might want me to give it to you, Malefica, so that you and him can go backwards and forwards in emails as well. But absolutely, I can cut that
bit of text out for now. I will forward that to everyone I know.
Yeah.
I will forward that to everyone I know because it's so vitally important that people actually read through stuff like this and just question their own fucking narrative, you know, that's going on in their own heads.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, John also asked, could we get John Percent on again? He said, I really enjoy John Percent being on the show sometimes or something to that measure. So I spoke to John Percent about that, by the way, John, and the two Johns. Right, I spoke to John Percent about that, and he said he'd be happy to do some, because he's working so hard, he doesn't get time to sit down and do a live show. But what he said was, while I'm driving, Sean, you can just record it on your phone while we're having a phone conversation, because it costs me nothing to call the States. So him and I are going to start talking up a storm, and I'll play like a small segment of what John has to say about certain things on the broadcast while Maleficus and I can then comment accordingly. So, yeah, we can do that.
And other than John Percent, would other John not be willing to come on the broadcast at some point and chew the cud with us? I'm sure he would. He's obviously got some very valid points to make, and he's obviously well-read and well-researched.
Well, it'd be great to have him. I mean, some people get nervous when it comes to being on air, but if he's willing to do it, he's absolutely welcome to do so, yeah.
John, our time is short. The time is now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it really is. It really is. Yeah. You know, I mean, if there's any more time where we've got to grow a pair, it's now. So as nervous as you may be, it doesn't matter whether you're shaking. It doesn't matter whether you burst into tears. You know, you're welcome on the broadcast. And look, usually when you – this is one thing I've tried to reiterate to the ladies and gentlemen, Maleficus, over and over again, is that, you know – initially, when you first come on an air, sure, you might be a bit shaky because it's not your forte, but it usually only takes about 5 minutes and then you've forgotten that you're even on air. It's like you're just having a conversation like you and I are right now, Maleficus.
Yeah. Well, in fact, that's exactly what it's like. And, you know, I mean, we've done shows that are pre-recorded sometimes, or once in a while. We've done the odd pre-recorded one, and it's no different to doing a live one, to be fair.
Yeah.
The first time I ever came on with you was for the Candor Hour, actually, and I must admit, it was my first radio broadcast, and I was a bit worried or a bit apprehensive, and I was surrounded by bits of paper with stuff written on it, and I didn't want to miss a trick, so I didn't have any bits of paper covered up anywhere. They were all spread out in front of me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that they were all there at a glance, but to be fair, we just chat away like mates anyway. So it's kind of, and you, to be fair, you always put me in that sort of, state of mind where we're just chatting as mates anyway. So, you know,
I'll tell you why, it's because it's a no thing to me. I've been doing it so long now. It is like I'm just talking to a mate. Even when I'm talking, if you're not on the broadcast and I'm doing it, it's like I'm still talking to friends because I'm talking out to people that I see sitting around a campfire with me. That's how I envision it. So it's a no.
Yeah, well, that's
it's
what
a no
I really
thing
like
me.
Is that analogy is the talking around a campfire thing. I really like that analogy, and you know, it's as I said a few weeks ago on the broadcast. The first time I ever did anything publicly was busking when I lived in Edinburgh for a little while.
That's right.
And
yeah.
The first time I was asked to busk, I was shitting myself.
Yeah.
And I played the only song I knew how to play with my eyes shut as my first go, and when I opened them, I realized that just everything was carrying on as normal.
People are still going along their way. Yeah, you know, it's funny because you put yourself in that position. Like, when I'm walking down the street and I see a busker, I'm either going to stop because I like what I'm hearing, or I'm just going to keep walking. But even when I like what I'm hearing, I'm standing there looking at the dude that's playing the guitar, you know, or some makeshift drums or whatever. I'm standing there and I'm giving him a smile. It's like, yeah, hey, this sounds good, man. Like, so you really don't get any negativity. I mean, you might occasionally get somebody that wants to come along and say, oh, fuck off, you're making noise on the street. But they just keep moving anyway. Who cares what they think? They're not going to stick around if they don't like what they're hearing. No, I mean, nerves are a natural thing. I mean, stage fright, then that's what it is. It's a form of stage fright. it's a natural thing, but you get over it pretty damn quick. That's why I implore people to join us. You know, everybody's welcome here, unless you're a kike.
No, they're fucking totally welcome. Just give me a chance.
Oh, they won't. They won't do it. You know, yeah, they won't do it. Look, I would be happy to debate one, but the moment they actually start trying to spread their propaganda in a way of, oh, you're anti-Semitic, that's the moment I just hang up on them and say, you know what? In other words, you have nothing to fucking add to the conversation.
Oh, no, mate, bring it on. I would love to fucking debate a kike.
It won't happen.
No, they won't. No. I know, because they're fucking too cowardly.
Yeah, of course they are. You know, even when they're in the groups, they're cowardly. They really are low-life pieces of shit. Now, we're just about to come up to the end of the show. This has been a pretty quick damn broadcast, almost 3 hours already, but we're going to be able to fit this last one in, last few in. I'm just going to read the headlines rather than the articles, because it's not needed. British lawyers, activists seek to dismantle racist, anti-Semitic YouTube alternative website. So this is the one you sent, Maleficus, which
I couldn't get it in the UK.
That's right.
I asked you to download it so that I could actually read the article.
That's right. So what they're trying to do, what Google is going to be trying to do, is getting rid of BitChute. And I knew it wouldn't take too long before they started saying, oh, it's racist, it's anti-Semitic, because Sergey Brin and his little faggot Jew cuntbags can't help but shut it down. It's going to be shut down, Mr. Sheffield, right? Because there's people getting the truth out there about these kikes. So now they're
And Gideon Falter from the Campaign Against Anti-Semitism in the UK. He's a fucking cunt, that guy. He's the guy that attempted to stitch up fucking Alison Chablot.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. You know, and Sergey Brin and his diseased lot, they really have no right to be able to take BitChute down. Sergey Brin and Google, they don't own the internet. BitChute has every right to exist as any other website. Google does not dictate. Google cannot dictate who exists on the net or not. It's up to the people whether they want to read something from that website or not. It's not up to Google to say, we own the internet so we can shut you down. Fuck you, Google. Stick it up your kike arseholes, you filthy scorpions. You got your tentacles around everything, haven't you? As much as you possibly can. You cannot shut down BitChute. It's a private organisation. It's none of your fucking business, you dirty Jew. You dirty Jew fuck.
They're spreading hate. They're spreading hate. You don't understand. Ivy.
God. Oh, they shit me. They shit me to tears. They've got their tentacles around absolutely everything. It's so obvious now, too. You know, when Google and YouTube are shutting people down left, right, and centre. It's all run by Jews. Hollywood, Jewy Wood, you know, is trying to shut certain movies down like that Mel Gibson was going to do. It's so obvious. They shut anybody down that doesn't agree with them. And if they don't agree with them, they're anti-Semitic. Fucking dirty little low-down bitches.
Fucking. Never once, as my granddad said, it never once occurs to them that they themselves are the problem.
You know, I think there's a part of that that is very, very true, but there's also a part where some of them know that they're a problem and they get off on it.
They fucking love it.
They love it. There's a part of them that just love the fact, yes, we're sick bastards, but we're taking over the world. You know? Ugh.
Hence Ricky Gervais is allowed to get away with saying the things he said at the Golden Globes.
Mm. You know? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, unreal. Now, of course, where was it? The 5 Jewish things to know about U.S. Vice President candidate Kamala Harris. And that comes from the Times of Israel. The 5 Jewish things to know about the U.S. Vice President candidate Kamala Harris. And they talk about the 5 Jewish things about her. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. So, the Vice President of Joe Biden, there's 5 Jewish things about it, and the Times of Israel are not ashamed to say it. Of course, I'm not going to go into it. You can do a search for it for yourself. I'll be writing the title up there on the website. I'm losing my voice, for crying out loud. It might be COVID. Jeez, look out.
Right, you lucky bastard.
Yeah, I know, right? Finally, I'd get immune to the bastard.
Well, I'm not being funny. It could be normal flu. It's far worse.
Well, everyone's, you know, COVID's so light, it probably cure the fucking normal flu. But everyone's so fucking scared of getting it. And I'm going, no, fucking give it to me. They're hiding it from me, Maleficus. And it sucks, yeah. Because at least then if I get it, I'm immune to it. I don't have to fucking worry about having the flu for the next year. You know?
Well, I get tested every week at work, and every week I'm waiting in anticipation to, you know, to hear my results. And lo and behold, I haven't fucking got it.
Yeah.
Would you believe it?
Yeah. Doesn't that suck?
Yeah, it does. Well, particularly as I would have to take 2 weeks off. You know?
Oh, that would suck.
Well, the thing is, they won't pay you unless you're showing symptoms, so I'd obviously just phone them up and say, oh, yeah, I'm feeling really ill.
Yeah. I've got a cough. I've got a cough. I've got runny nose. I'm sneezing. And being British, I have little dick syndrome. But other than that...
Yeah, well, that's... at least I'm not Australian and have galloping knob rot.
That sounds
at least
funny.
I still have something left at the end of
that
the
sounds as funny as hell. I'm not even sure I want to know what that is. Galloping knob rot. Oh my god, I'm not sure I want to know what that is at all. Oh jeez, that's yeah, you
but
know
you
I'm gonna go and fucking
started.
Look
I
it up
it, motherfucker.
Oh shit. Also one last thing, manufacturing of AstraZeneca. God, galloping knob rot. manufacturing of AstraZeneca, Oxford University, COVID-19 vaccine to start in Australia tomorrow. That's from the Daily Mail. And it briefly says, the tube that could change the world, first vial of COVID-19 vaccine starting material after Australian breakthrough with millions to be made from tomorrow. About 30 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine will start production on Monday, which is today, of course, over here. Millions of doses of a COVID-19 vaccine will start being manufactured in Australia from Monday. Biotechnology giant CSL announced they would start producing the AstraZeneca AZD1222 coronavirus vaccine at its factory in Melbourne this week. About 30 million doses will be manufactured as a part of a first-of-its-kind agreement with Australian government. With the Australian government, with the company hoping to release them in the first half of 2021, pending clinical trials and approval. Who are they going to be testing this on? The jab, which was produced at the University of Oxford, is seen as the leading candidate across the globe and is in final stage trials. If successful, the vaccine will be rolled out in a two-dose-per-person system. The vaccine will not be ready for use until it is approved by the Therapeutic Goods Administration. CSL's Chief Scientific Officer, Dr. Andrew Nash, said the vaccine was well on track to be ready for release around the middle of next year. So there we go. Come near my family with it, motherfuckers. And there's going to be some unnecessary violence that will ensue, that will indeed ensue. We've never had a vaccine, so we're not about to start. All right? Plain and simply, come near my daughter and I with those vaccines, you're done. You're finished. Come near my son if I catch wind of it, because he's not living here at the moment, and I find out about it, there's going to be unnecessary violence that will indeed ensue because I protect my family from harm.
Yeah. Fucking amen. I'm not being funny, but this is another reason why none of this is going to be getting given back anytime soon. If you want to take this back, you have to do it yourself. If you want protection when these cunts come knocking on your door ready for a fucking vaccine, you better start speaking to your neighbors. You better start getting some community back in your hometown.
Yep.
Because that's the only way this is going to work. It's your only fucking salvation. You ain't going to work as a lone wolf running out into the countryside. It ain't going to fucking work. You know?
That's right.
None of you are fucking Rambo. You know?
Yep. This is not Hollywood. Okay? This is real life. This is what people need to understand. You better start getting on top of things, ladies and gentlemen, very soon. Anyway, we're about 1 minute away from the end of the show. Maleficus, is there any final notes you want to get out there to the audience?
Well, I just two things. Great show. I've enjoyed listening to the other people you had on, Maids and Jimmy and John Percent. Absolutely brilliant. Also, really, really enjoyed other John's email to you. So yeah. If you could send that to me or put it up on the website, even, can we do that? That would be great.
Yeah, I'll just cut the text away from the email address and all of those details, and I'll put it up on the website. We can absolutely do that.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, well, thanks for listening, folks. Thanks for putting up with this pommy idiot. And also,
how dare you call me a pommy idiot? What the fuck?
Yeah,
that's it. I'm gonna call you a filthy Aussie.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. Hey, thanks for joining me, Maleficus. By all means, a great show as always, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to Two's Company, Three's Allowed. This was brought to you live by the one, the only WTFR. Thanks for listening, my white brothers and sisters in arms. And I will talk to you, Maleficus, and I will talk to you very soon. Bye bye now. FM here in the Alpines of Australia, and 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York. Now, an army may be likened to water, for just as flowing water avoids the heights and hastens to the lowlands, so an army should avoid strength and strike weakness. And as water shapes its flow in accordance with the ground, so an army manages its victory in accordance with the situation of the enemy. And as water has no constant form, there are in warfare no constant conditions. Thus, one able to win the victory by modifying his tactics in accordance with the enemy situation may be said to be divine. Of the five elements, water, fire, metal, wood, and earth, none is always predominant. Of the four seasons, none lasts forever. Of the days, some are long and some are short, and the moon waxes and wanes. That is also the law of employing troops.